The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school football.
So this will be a 42-yard field goal attempt by the junior lefty kicker with 21 seconds to go. Masker, the holder. Snap is down. Kick is up. It is high. It is drifting. And it is good!
It is good!
Grant just stepped right in there and drilled it right through the middle there. So Kearney Catholic takes the lead.
Tonight, it's the Class C1 semifinals at Miles Field in Kearney as the Kearney Catholic Stars welcome in the Boone Central Newman Grove Cardinals. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
One back in the backfield is going to be James. Deep, he'll get the handoff, takes it offside, bounces to the outside, to the 50, down to 45, now has an angle, has a seam, he has it at the 20, at the 10, at the 5, touchdown Bryce James, 58 yards, and the Stars have cut the lead to 3.
After back-to-back one-point wins in the playoffs, Kearney Catholic finds themselves one win away from a trip to Memorial Stadium. Tonight, the Stars will need to avenge last year's playoff loss to Boone Central to make their dream come true. It's the Cardinals and Stars coming up next, but first the New Tech pregame show. We'll take you live to Miles Field and Kearney with Classic Hit Sports' Randy Bushcutter and Don Leese. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the biggest game ever played in the history of Miles Field, the State C1 semifinals between Kearney Catholic and Boone Central Newman Grove. Randy Bushcutter, Don Leese with you here from Miles Field, and this is a rematch of a game that broke Kearney Catholic's heart 1 year ago. Boone Central eliminated the Stars up in Albion, 35-28. The Stars scored late. They kicked off and felt that they held Boone Central at midfield on fourth down, but a spot that I still disagree with gave first down to Boone Central. They were able to work out except for the last about 26 seconds of the game, and then Kearney Catholic was in scramble mode and couldn't quite mount that last second touchdown and that miracle. It has been a little bit of a different story this year in the state playoffs for Kearney Catholic. Well noted that both games have been very, very tight. They defeated Boys Town in the first round of the state playoffs, 27-26 in overtime. And their second round game also a one-point win, 22-21. And along the way, Boone Central has been a juggernaut. They have won 11 straight games, a relatively close game last week against Norfolk Catholic, 23-17. But their first round playoff game was much like their regular season went, where they beat Milford Dorchester 48-7. So, Don Leese, this is a team that a lot of people think is one of the best teams in the state. And Kearney Catholic's going to come into this game as a prohibitive underdog.
Yeah, they are, Randy. And, you know, one of the things that, talking to some of the coaches this week is, you know, they're concerned not so much about their line, but their split ends and their tight ends and those people, because they look back at some of the films from last year, and that's kind of some of the things that beat them also, is they started off with that pass. And they're 6'6", 6'5", 6'4", kids. We played them a little bit this summer, Randy, in some basketball stuff, and they're athletic. They can get up and down the court. They were very athletic catching the football or basketball and stuff, and that's what caused a little bit of concern for Kearney Catholic tonight.
Yeah, as you mentioned, a split end at 6'6". Their tight end is also 6'6", so they will have some size out there in terms of height as well. But obviously, you talk about Boone Central Newman Grove, you start that discussion with Wyatt Mazur. Mazur on the season has run for 1,600 and, he's passed for 1,645 yards, and rushing, well, he's also run for 1,287. So right at 3,000 yards of total offense for Wyatt Mazur. He's really going to be the source that kind of makes Boone Central go, and if Kearney Catholic is going to win this, they're going to have to find some way. I don't think you stopped him, but they're going to have to find some way to slow that young man down.
Yeah, and that was you know, one of the big things, too, that they talked about is containing him. He breaks so many things. He rolls out and looks for his receivers, and then all of a sudden he's in scramble mode, and he's moving around, Randy. He'll hit the receivers after people start to come up, or he'll take off and go on those things, and he's a threat, not only just with the run, but with the pass also. So that's one of the big things, is kind of containing him and controlling him.
These two teams know each other pretty well. They have hooked up the last 2 years here in the state playoffs, and they know what to expect out of each other, and that'll be much of the discussion when we talk with the two head coaches. In a few moments, we'll be talking with Dave Colling from Kearney Catholic. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have our discussion with Arnold Johnson. Arnie Johnson, the head coach of Boone Central Newman Grove, who, by the way, also coached in the Shrine Bowl earlier this year here in Kearney. We'll talk with the two head coaches when we continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark, our New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll take a quick break, talk with the coaches right after this.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits on this chilly Friday night at Miles Field. A trip to Memorial Stadium is on the line, and we are pleased to be joined by the head coach at Boone Central Newman Grove, Arnie Johnson. And, Coach, you know, when we chatted back at the Shrine Bowl last summer here in Kearney, I kind of got the feeling and a hunch that we'd probably be doing this again around playoff time. Congratulations on the great season so far.
Well, thank you very much. We have a lot of talented kids, and they've worked hard in the off season.
Did you bring anything out of that Shrine Bowl that helped your high school football team this year?
We sure did. I told the coaches the very first day that I wanted to learn one thing from each one of them. And I even told the players, I says, players, if you've got a play that really, really works good, yeah, you have to draw it up. We'll use it in the Shrine Bowl, and we'll also use it for my next fall for our team. So. Yeah, we have used a few things from what we learned.
You guys have been pretty dominant all year long, and over the years you've had to get by Norfolk Catholic, and they sure have given you maybe your two tightest score-wise games this year. What is it about that rivalry? And maybe even take me back a couple, 3 years ago, Arnie, what it took to get over the hump with the Norfolk Catholics and the Pierces.
We kind of talk up here like that's Northeast Nebraska football, that it's very, very physical. It's just, I tried to explain to the team the other day, is, are you really ready or are you really ready? And I could tell when we played Norfolk Catholic the first time, we actually had an easier time with them, and our line pretty much dominated theirs. The second time we played them, it wasn't that, that wasn't the case. They really pretty much handled us, and we had to make some plays at the end to win that one. And so it's just the type of mindset that you're just going to get after every play, and you're going to be as physical as you can, and you're never going to give in on any particular play. And that's kind of the way when we play Pierce and Norfolk Catholic, that's the way it's expected.
Talking with Arnie Johnson, head football coach at Boone Central Newman Grove, as they make the trip to Kearney Catholic. Coach, boy, last year they gave you a heck of a run in that playoff game up at your place. What do you see as differences and similarities for this year's matchup?
Lots of similarities. They run the same type of offense and defense. Their offense is very similar in that they try to spread the receivers all over the field, and then they try to run at you with zone plays. And a little bit unusual for us to be playing a zone team. So our defense really needs to do a good job of be disciplined and cover each gap, because that back is able to cut back at any time that they want.
Arnie, what about the differences and similarities for your ball club? I mean, everybody can talk about Wyatt Mazur, and rightfully so, and he's back there and such a special kid. Have you had to do some different things with your personnel this year?
Well, we have. We've done a few different things. We have a lot of really good receivers, and so we hope that tonight the weather will be such that we can use those receivers. There's times that one receiver will catch five passes one week, and the next week they might not catch any because somebody else is making up for those catches in a different area. So we have lots of receivers. We have some backs that can make plays, and so we try to spread it around, and that makes our offense harder to stop.
Arnie, with the weather the way, like you just touched on, and Wyatt's ability to throw the football, and maybe not even that much of an opportunity to practice outside of a couple of days in this stuff, does that limit what you want to do play calling?
We're not going to try to do it that way. We're going to hope that the wind is not that bad. We did go outside a little bit, and our receivers can catch the ball. And so we're going to just try to go with our game plan. You might have to, if we're going against the wind, of course, you're going to have to do some shorter passes, but you're still going to have to pass the ball to mix it up against a quality opponent in Kearney Catholic.
These kids, at least the seniors, had a little taste of Lincoln a couple of years ago. Got your heart broke last year by the eventual state champ in Cozad. What's the rallying cry been here lately?
Well, we're just trying to get better every week. That's what we've said from the beginning of the year, is that each week we want to try to get better, and we've shown improvement throughout the year, and that's all we're after. We really want to get this done. We, like you said, we want to get to Lincoln and make something happen for us there. You get noticed a little bit more when you make it to Lincoln. When you lose in the semifinals, you're forgotten fairly quickly. So we're working really hard.
Arnie Johnson with us for just another minute here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as they get ready to take on Kearney Catholic. Arnie, you said at the beginning of the year to your kids that this was going to be it for you, and I know you don't want it to be about you, but for the first time this year, last week standing on the sidelines, you were in a game where maybe it was going to come to an end. You've got either one or two games left. How are you handling it? How are the kids handling it? And I know you don't want them to talk about it, but I'm sure they are a little bit.
Well, I haven't heard the kids talking about it. We've got goals for our team, and that's what it's about, and we're trying to meet those goals, and it makes it lots of fun for me working with these kids and the assistant coaches, the great assistant coaches that we have. It's been a really fun year, and we're just going to give it everything we got, and then we'll be satisfied with whatever happens.
And Arnie, when you got a kid like Wyatt, I'm sure there's a team or two out there that says, you know what, we're going to take him away. And nobody's really been able to take him away. But if he does get slowed down, or maybe you can't throw the ball as much as you want to, you've got a little bit of a running game, you got some other kids that can step up, what will you turn to?
Well, we'll run the ball. I mean, if we can't spread it out and throw it in the holes like we usually do, we'll just have to run the ball. Last week, we only had 23 yards passing because that wind came up at halftime, and when we did have the wind, Norfolk Catholic had the ball most of the time, and then we were going against the wind, so we didn't have a lot of opportunities last week either, and we just had to grind it out and overcome the situation.
Finally, Coach, a game like this, special teams could be big. Are you pleased with the way all aspects maybe of your special teams are right now?
Yeah, we've been making some field goals, and our kicker is doing a good job. He's a replacement. Matt Brueger was doing all our kicking, and now Kyle Kramer's coming in and doing a good job for us. And Keaton Henry is always a solid punter. And when you have good athletes, you usually have good special teams because you can cover really well and maybe block a punt every once in a while. But we've been pretty pleased with our special teams.
Well, Arnie, I know the hometown folks want to send you out with retirement in this ball game, and obviously your kids want to get you back to Lincoln. So either way it goes, it's always a pleasure chatting with you, and best of luck to your ball club tonight.
Hey, it should be fun, and thanks for the coverage.
You bet. This is Doug Duda here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We just chatted with Arnie Johnson, head football coach at Boone Central Newman Grove, and we'll catch up with Dave Colling of Kearney Catholic right after this on Classic Hits.
Hi, I'm Sally McCann with AgXL, your liquid fertilizer application experts in Kearney, Nebraska. Harvest is coming to an end, which means a planting season is right around the corner. What if I told you that I could help increase your yields next year? Well, I can if you let AgXL design a system for you. Stop in our Kearney showroom or on the web at agxcel.com or call me, Sally McCann, at AgXL. That's AgXCEL, where precision meets the soil.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show, semifinal Friday night at home. Kearney Catholic coach Dave Colling joins us. And coach, a couple of times that you guys have been down this path, you've had to hit the road. You pick up 2 1-point wins here in the playoffs. And man, this is what it's all about, a home semifinal. You can't ask for much more except, you know, one or two more wins.
That's it. You know, like I said, the boys, very proud of the boys last week for their effort. You know, could have folded a couple times in that game, just a, you know, a battle, and they scored right after half, and we got down 21-6, and then the boys battled back, and so very proud of them for that, and kind of saw the hunger for, we always talk about hunger, and the team that the hungriest is going to make it to Lincoln, and saw a bunch of hungry kids last Friday.
You've been battling through some injuries. Tell me how you thought that played out from week one to week two against Columbus SCOTUS.
You know, you had some guys step in. You know, we didn't have Brady or Nathan, and it looks like maybe we can get Brady back this week. Nathan, we're still not sure on. But had some guys step up. I mean, we had three guys play. Mike linebacker during the SCOTUS game, Chase Murphy, Ryan Blake played, and Dan Owen. Like I said, they each brought a little something different to the table, but they stepped up and got the job done. So, you know, in their absence, Brad Bushcutter played a great free. I think he had 18 tackles against SCOTUS, so never want our free to get that many tackles. But, you know, he did a pretty good job in Brady's absence. So, you know, had some guys step up and hold team effort and got it done last Friday.
Well, obviously, when you get to have a game, a career game, and Grant obviously makes the extra point for you the week before against Boys Town, this becomes big. They want to bring up Bryce James, his run, the fumble recovery right there at the end. Obviously, there's a lot of plays, but what Grant did is going to be probably a lifetime memory. And talk about setting up for that 42-yard field goal, because he had missed the extra point earlier. You brought Chase in to kick an extra point, and I've got more special teams questions, but just the moment and how he's handled it this week and how he might be put in that situation again.
Yeah, you know, he's come through, you know, in the clutch for us before, like you alluded to, and you know, Randy missed the first PAT, but our goal on that last drive, once we did get the ball back, was we were going to go for the field goal. Didn't quite want it to be that long, but a penalty caused us to be 5 yards deeper. But we were going to go with Grant. I told him we had pulled him out of the game, so three plays previous to that. So we were going to go with Grant, just going to go with Grant. Like I said, when he stepped out on the field, it's a long field goal, but, you know, he's hit so many of those in practice and the week before. I was actually pretty confident he was going to make that thing. He played the whole dang game on defense and most of it on offense. So, you know, the kid was tired and just came through in the clutch for us.
Talking with Dave Colling, head football coach at Kearney Catholic. You have had situations throughout even the last couple of years where Grant and Chase, you've interchanged them. You've kind of went with the hot hand. You made the quick pull last week and went for two on the second touchdown and then decided to kick on the third one. Just take me through that thought process.
You know, we get that 2 points right out of the gate there, you know, and we get it back up to an even, you know, 14 and we're on track. And so, you know, had we not gone for it there, we would have done it on the next one. So, you know, it seems like if you don't get it, you're always chasing points. And we just felt like that juncture, we wanted to see if we couldn't get it back on an even keel, and we did not. And so that was that would have been a huge thing had we got that, but we didn't. And it all played out. And, you know, I don't know if there's ever a great time to go for two. Either do it early or you do it late. And if you do it early, you kind of know what you're up against. And so we chose to do it at that juncture, and it all played out.
Dave, let's move on now to our next game, Boone Central Newman Grove. Everybody thought that they might be one of the best teams in recent memory last year, and then you gave them all that they wanted in the second round, which this year that would have been the round of 16, and sure. Then they went on and got beat by the state champions in Cozad. They still have Wyatt Mazur. We talked with Coach Johnson about it. What are the differences and similarities that you see in this year's Cardinal team?
You know, they got athletes. They run the same stuff for the most part that they ran last year. You know, Mazur is a dang good quarterback. He has some tall receivers. The Bruger kid's a pretty dang good running back. So they got weapons, you know, everywhere just like they did last year. And, you know, defensively, it kind of, you know, puts you in a dilemma. You know, we tried blitzing him a little bit last year, and if you blitz wrong, come from an edge, and, you know, he'll take it to the house or he'll get his yards on a scramble. So we have a game plan going in, and like I said, the kids are just going to have to execute our game plan. And like I said, they've seen him. Most of our kids, you know, played last year. And, you know, our front four on defense, especially, and our front five on offense. So, you know, they're familiar with what they did last year. And so, like I said, we got some guys with a little bit of experience playing him. But like you said, just a quick, shifty guy. And, you know, we kind of saw that same thing against Boys Town. You know, their quarterback, pretty shifty kid, too. But Wyatt Mazur throws the ball pretty well also. So, you know, it'll be a tough game. But like you said, our kids are confident and we have a game plan, and they're buying into it. And other than the cold weather, like you said, you know, that, you know, both teams are going to have to battle that, and it may change a little bit of what people do on offense and so forth. But like I said, the kids are pretty confident and looking forward to Friday night.
Dave, you scored with them last year at their place. Is that what you're going to have to do here, or do you think your defense can hold them down a little bit better?
You know, I hope our defense holds them down a little better. You know, like you alluded to, it's 35-28, you know, and I, like, we were down 14 at half last year and then, you know, kind of went toe-to-toe with them in the second half there. But, you know, I hope we do a little bit better job on defense containing him. You know, last year, I don't know how many yards he had. I'm going to guess, you know, somewhere around 220 rushing and 2-something throwing. So I really, really, like I said, our guys got to buy into what we're you know, preaching this week and see if we can hold him to, you know, less than what he's used to getting.
And Dave, finally, is it okay for the kids to talk about Lincoln since it is in sight? You can say that's our goal because that will win this football game. We go to Lincoln. How do you approach that?
You know, they've known it's in our sights for a while now, because that was kind of our you know, the goal. You know, every team's goal is to get to Lincoln. And, you know, the last couple games, they're playing for, you know, Nathan Howe can't play right now. And so a lot of the last two games, they're playing for their brother, one more game to maybe allow him to play football again. And so, you know, a lot of that stuff they're doing for him and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, the Lincoln would be awesome. But we just take one game at a time, and we got to get through this one and then take the next one that we got. And, you know, that'll be the last one, of course. But you know, I think we're going to take that approach and just play our best football on Friday night.
All right, Dave, let's do one more interview next week. All right, buddy?
I'd love that, Doug. Thanks very much.
Dave Colling, head football coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars. We'll be back to Miles Field with the starting lineups for tonight's state semifinal after this on the Do Tech Seed pregame show.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
And welcome back here to Miles Field. Time now for our starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll begin, first of all, for the undefeated Boone Central Newman Grove Cardinals. And their starting offensive lineup will look like this. At center will be Noah Wagner. He is a 185-pound senior. That guard will be Jacob Krings. Krings is a junior, 255 pounds. And the other guard will be Joe O'Brien, 240 pounds and a junior. The tackles are Michael Upker, who is a senior, 295 pounds. Also a senior, Isaac Sullivan. He's a junior, 250 pounds. Tight end is Keaton Henry, a 220-pound junior, who is 6'2". The tailback is Joseph Brugger. He is 185 pounds and a senior. Colton Pelster will be the fullback. He's a senior, 210 pounds. The tight end, Garrett Temme, 230 pounds, a senior. He is 6'6". Travis Kennedy, a 6'6", split end. He's a senior and 200 pounds. And the quarterback is Wyatt Mazur, 195 pounds and a senior. All those guys start on defense as well. Other defensive starters are Scott Kettler, 185 pound. He'll play safety. At safety will be Kyle Kramer, 185 pounds, and a junior. He is 6'4". Zach Glidden will play corner with Mazur. He is a senior, 200 pounds, and he is 6'5". And the defensive end will be Colt Mangus, 205 pounds. He is 6'3", and a senior. And Brett Jansen is a senior, 200 pounds, and is 6'1". Now for the Kearney Catholic Stars, at center and defensive end is Nick Dowling, a 5'10", 205-pound senior. At guard and defensive end, Austin Ahrens, 6', 215 pounds, and a senior. Dennis Comanting will also play guard and defensive tackle, 6', 255 pounds, and a senior. At tackle will be Nick Brungard, 6'3", 255 pounds. At offensive and defensive tackle, Colin Arredondo, he is 6', 240 pounds, and a senior. At running back will be Bryce James, a 5'9 junior. He's 175 pounds. Wide receiver will be Harrison Pierce, a senior, 5'9, 150 pounds. Also at wide receiver, Tyler Nestle, a junior. He is 5'10, 175 pounds. Creighton Hammock will start at wide receiver as well. He is 6'1, a junior, 180 pounds. And at running back, Nathan Howe back in the lineup. He will play tonight. He will start tonight. He is 5'11, a senior, 190 pounds. And the quarterback is John Masker, 6'2, 175 pounds, and a senior. At also starting tonight at safety will be Grant Bushcutter, 5'10, 165 pounds, and a junior. Also a junior starting at cornerback will be John Bach, 5'10, and 170 pounds. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Of course, Kearney Catholic comes in with a record of 10-1. And the Boone Central Newman Grove Cardinals, a perfect 11-0 on the season. They have a couple of common opponents. Boone Central Newman Grove really had no problem with Grand Island Central Catholic, while that is Kearney Catholic's only loss on the year. Both teams played Columbus Lakeview, but neither team really struggled at all with Columbus Lakeview. So we're just about ready to get things underway here. We're about 3 minutes away from kickoff, and so we're going to take one last break. We'll wrap up the New Tech Seed pregame show when we come back right after this.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry, Jason Stark, or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Kearney Catholic is hoping to make it into the finals of the state football playoffs. The Kearney Catholic volleyball team did that earlier today, ending the championship hopes of Columbus SCOTUS in straight sets. They won at 25-18, 25-23, and 25-13. Tomorrow they'll play Concordia at 3 o'clock at the Devaney Center, a game you'll be able to hear right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Also, we'll have the championship game for Giltner and Stewart in Class D2. That'll begin at 9 o'clock, also from the Devaney Center. And again, it'll be right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. This is the biggest game ever played here. Kearney Catholic has been to state semifinals before. 4 years ago, they played out, 3 years ago, they played out in North Platte and defeated St. Pat's in a very dramatic game to make it to the state finals in Lincoln. And they've had to play these games on the road before. Finally, Kearney Catholic gets to play this one at home.
Yeah, and they're excited to play this one here at Miles Field. You know, last week when they won against Columbus SCOTUS, Randy, you know, some people were like, hey, where are you going to play that game at? And Coach Collins like, we're going to play it right here at Miles Field. We're going to play it right here on our home turf. So Kearney Catholic excited to get this one rolling.
And they'll get their hands on the football first, as it'll be Boone Central. They'll be kicking this one off. And again, it's 28 degrees here at kickoff. It is cloudy. It feels like 17 degrees out there with the wind chill. The wind is about 14 miles an hour, and it is very cold out there. That wind does make it feel pretty brisk, and that field is hard because of the cold temperatures we've had in the last few days. Tonight's field conditions are brought to you by your Pioneer Seed representative, Craig Weegis. Pioneer knows more about field conditions with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer seed dealer. Science with service, delivering success. And we have somebody that's taking some flash photography that's distracting things a little bit. Now we're all set and ready to go. Teeing it up here is Kyle Kramer, and Kearney Catholic is awaiting the kickoff. It's James and Bach, both standing at about the 5-yard line here for Kearney Catholic, and running up is Kramer to put his foot into it, and we are underway. A line drive kick that's going to bounce and into the hands of Bach. Bach has it at the 20, the 25, right up the middle across the 30, spins, and he'll take it out to about the 35-yard line where he stood up there. Pretty good field position here for Kearney Catholic to get things started.
Yeah, it is, Randy. You know, getting the ball about the 5-yard line, and he got some good blocks downfield here. Did John Bach, and they get the ball out here at about the 35, 36-yard line for Kearney Catholic.
Now, they announced Nathan Heil as the starter, and Grant Bushcutter will actually be making the start, and so it will be James in the backfield. James has averaged about 5.7 yards a carry. His overall numbers of 400 yards doesn't really explain how well he's done the last two games. They put a man in motion. They hand it off to James right at the middle. He has a seam. He has it across the 40, the 45. He has it down to the 50, the 45, and he's going to be pulled down there. A nice hit for Kearney Catholic. A 20-yard run, bouncing it to the left side. Bryce James, but he had a huge hole up the middle.
Yeah, just to, you know, putting that jet sweep action in it, Randy. And, you know, faking that to Harrison Pierce, I believe, coming across there, and then giving that ball up to the middle for Bryce James. Bryce James found a big open there. The guys up front did a great job for him.
They sure did. And now Kearney Catholic, after one offensive play, already in Boone Central territory. Shotgun formation coming across is going to be Mestel. And they'll snap it, hand it off to James. James back, same play, right up the middle, has it across the 40, down to about the 38. Not as big as last time, but a gain of 7. And Kearney Catholic so far so good.
Yeah, came right back with the same play. Put Tyler Mestel in motion this time, Randy, and faked that handoff to him. And give it to Bryce James. Bryce James takes it right up the middle for a gain of about 8 yards on the play.
So two wideouts to the right. That is going to be the wide side of the field. There's also two wideouts to the left, which is on the short side because they're on that far hash mark. Shotgun formation for Masker again. He'll fake the handoff. No, he does give it to James. James will spin, and he'll get it out to about the 35-yard line. That's going to be awfully close to first down territory. It originally was hit in the backfield, but they didn't wrap him up. He was able to spin through that, and they're going to mark him just short of the first down.
Yeah, that time, you know, the defensive end on that side, Randy, did a good job, you know, of come crashing down on this one this time. Instead of taking that outside gap, he took a, you know, inside gap on this one, did Boone Central, and hit Bryce James back in the backfield there. But he spun, got down, you know, it's going to be about 3rd and 1 here.
Braxton Bellamy checks in. When that happens, they usually put him in at the tight end. That's exactly what they're going to do here. Masker looks like he's going to go in under center, and he does. There is no backs in the backfield with him out there. He will put a man in motion now, and they'll hand it off here to James. James cuts, spins, and gets it to the 35-yard line. Boy, this is going to be close. as he was wrapped up there by Kyle Kramer. And I think that lunge, it depends where they spot it, and they're going to say he actually lost yards.
Yep.
Right, he got it across the 35, in my opinion, and they're marking it just short of the 35, so no gain on that play, and Kearney Catholic's going to face it fourth and less than a yard.
Yeah, and you know, Kyle Kramer did a pretty good job there, Randy, coming up there from his middle linebacker safety position on that one, and you know, making an open field tackle as James came in motion, and he did a good job of making that open field tackle.
Shotgun formation here from Asker. Stars going for it on fourth down. They hand it to James. James going to be hit in the backfield. They blitzed, and making the tackle is Keaton Henry, and it's going to be a loss on the play of about five. And again, that spot that I thought, I know, I'm not sure if we got the first down, but it wasn't a very good spot. But certainly, Kearney Catholic didn't get anything there. They lost five on the play, and a turnover on downs will give Boone Central Newman Grove the ball at the 40-yard line.
Yeah, and they sold out on that one, Randy. They were bringing everybody. They came with a lot of blitzing on that situation, as they even came with the sideline, you know, when they had the guys on the out here. They blitzed like crazy on that one.
Well, they brought everybody but the kitchen sink. That's mixing metaphors a little bit. First and 10 from the 40. Wyatt Mazur in the shotgun has one running back to his right. Big man moving across. That's going to be Kettler. Mazur is going to keep it on a quarterback sweep, and Kearney Catholic's going to drive him out of bounds near the original line of scrimmage. We'll see where that's spotted out there. Leading the pushing out of bounds brigade was Nick Brungard. I'm not sure he got a hand on it. I think he might actually shove the blocker into Mazur, and Mazur got very little on that play.
Yeah, and then the defensive end on that side, Austin Arndt, did a good job also, Randy. And then the linebackers came flowing up there hard. As Wyatt Mazur just tried to take it to the right side, and there was just nothing there.
Second down, not much of a game, but we'll call it second and nine. Shotgun for Mazur. He'll take the snap. He's looking to throw. No, they hand it off on that jet sweep, and they're going to actually throw him forward to about the 47-yard line. So that'll be a gain of about five for Damian Backus.
Yeah, Backus came in on that jet sweep going from their right to left. They gave it right away to him on that jet sweep, and he ends up picking up a pretty good chunk there for Boone Central. Now it's going to be down third and about four here.
Third and about four. They got to get it across the midfield stripe about to the 49. And now that shotgun again is going to be Wyatt Mazur. Neither one of these two teams you'll see under center a lot. Both of them will do it, but neither one does it very much. Low snap, but Mazur handles it. He's going to throw, and he's going to throw it deep. And John Bach was there in great coverage, and the pass ball is incomplete. Bach had great coverage. They were trying to connect with Zach Glidden out there, and really Bach had the best angle on that ball, and it falls incomplete.
Yeah, you know, Zach Glidden's about 6'5" here, Randy, and that's one of the things that the coaches were kind of concerned about, is that fly route and throwing that ball up to those wideouts, you know, being about 6'5", but John Bach had that red perfect good position on that, and it's going to bring up fourth down for Boone Central.
And Boone Central last week, when they were sealing the deal against Norfolk Catholic, actually went for it on fourth down five times in one drive, but they are not going to do it here with no score, 8:40 to go in the first quarter. In punt formation is going to be Henry. Keaton Henry gets the snap. And he has a high drop, and now he has a high kick that's going to go out of bounds. No one actually hit inbounds, and then we'll go out of bounds at about the 13-yard line. We'll see if it's the 13 or the 14, but Kearney Catholic will have the ball there because Kearney Catholic turned the ball over on downs, and Boone Central with a pretty good punt with a little bit of a wind at his back.
Yeah, and just angling it, I think that's one of the things, kind of from what I gathered, Randy, is Boone Central's not going to kick to our guys because they've seen a lot of the returns that we do, and they're going to angle a lot of those out of bounds, and that's a perfect spot right there for Boone Central.
So it'll be first and 10 from the 13 here for Kearney Catholic, and in shotgun formation will be Masker. James is the running back. The Mesto comes across in formation. They'll hand it to James. James up the middle, makes one man miss, busts right through the seam, has it at the 30. He's going to pick up a Glock by Bushcutter at the 50. He has it at the 40, cuts in, makes a man miss. He has it at the 30. John Bach with a block. Cut back in, and it's going to be 87 yards. No, he's hit at the 5-yard line. We'll have to be content with an 82-yard run right up the middle by Bryce James.
Yep, just fake that jet sweep motion out of that, Randy, and give that ball up to Bryce James. Like you said, he picked up a couple blocks. Grant did a good job getting one downfield, and then John Bach got another one downfield, and Wyatt Mazur finally tackled him at about the 5-yard line.
And Missouri had to go a long way, came back from the backside to make that play as Bach made a nice block. Bushcutter made a nice block. There was a nice hole right to the middle. Made a man miss right at the line of scrimmage. That could have been no gain. Instead, it's a gain of 82. First and goal from the 5-yard line. Shotgun formation for Masker. They'll put a man across in motion. And it'll be to James, and actually they had trouble with the handoff, and James is just going to fall on it right at the 9-yard line. And after that huge run, that'll be a 4-yard loss for Bryce James.
Yep, just, you know, like you said, Randy, you know, that jet sweep action coming around there, and then they, you know, didn't quite get the handoff very good. Bryce James
the snap went between James and Masker, and Bryce James just didn't want to run the risk of turning the ball over there.
Yep,
so he falls on it.
Yep.
So it'll be second and goal from the 9. Nesto comes across in formation, and it's going to be Masker keeping it. Masker trying to cut back to the outside. He'll get it at about the 4-yard line. He'll gain 5 on the play, and a good pursuit underneath, and forcing him to the outside was Joseph Brugner. And if Brugner isn't there, that cutback lane was there for Masker. It'll be a 5-yard gain, but that was nearly a touchdown.
Yep, faking that jet sweep coming around, and they fake that handoff this time to Brady Holtmeyer going up the middle. And then, you know, Masker goes to the right side there, gets it all the way down to about the 3-yard line for Kearney Catholic.
So James is the back in the backfield. He's standing at the 10-yard line, third and goal from the 3. He went out of bounds, so the clock has stopped with 7:29 to go here in the first quarter. Masker telling his offensive line what he wants of them. Now he'll step in under center. Takes the snap, hands it to James. James hit in the backfield, and he'll be stopped at the 5-yard line. Actually, be a loss on the play. Again, Boone Central Newman Grove sold out, and that will force the kicking unit to come onto the field.
Yeah, like you said, Randy, they sold out. They brought their linebackers on that play. You know, we had 2 wideouts on the right and 2 wideouts on the left. They covered those guys up, but they brought everybody else out in the middle.
Ball will be on the right hash mark for Bushcutter, who will now try. This will be a... No, where are they going to mark it down here? They're going to mark it at about the 14-yard line. So this will be a 24-yard field goal attempt.
It'll be a 24-yard kick.
Nice snap. Good hold, and it is blocked. It is blocked, and it's a live ball. Bushcutter is going to be able to come up there and make the tackle as Travis Kennedy came up there and picked up the ball. And there is going to be, well, I thought there was a flag down. It's a wristband. And it is a blocked kick, so Kearney Catholic cannot come away with any points after the 24-yard field goal attempt was blocked.
Yep, on that right side, that I don't remember, I think it was number 18 for them, Randy, came flying in there.
Glidden.
Glidden came flying in there and made the block on that one, but it was just one of those. It was he just came flying there. He had it timed pretty well on that. He came right in on that right side and blocked that.
And, again, he leaned out with those long arms, and when you're 6'5", he was able to stretch out a long way. Missouri will actually be under center, I formation behind him. They're going to pitch the ball out here for Brugger. Brugger on that right side. There's a flag down at the point of attack, and that'll be a gain of about 4 on that left side, just going off tackle. But as I said, there is a flag on the play, and it is going to be a hold on Boone Central Newman Grove.
Yep. And just this time, like you said, very often do you see Missouri under center, and this time he actually was under center and just did a quick toss to the right side, but they got Boone Central for a hold on this one.
So that'll back him up. And again, Kearney Catholic avoided disaster on that blocked field goal. I don't think a couple of those Kearney Catholic players understood that that was a live ball.
Yep. Yeah, I don't think so either, Randy. And Grant did a good job because, you know, after they blocked that, Grant was about the only one.
Yeah, if
out
he
there.
Doesn't get, if he doesn't make that tackle, it's we're lining up for an extra point. Well, with the penalty, it'll be first and 19 from the 21. And the Stars want the ball back here, obviously. Shotgun formation here from Missouri now. One back in the backfield, and he'll hand it off to that back, and there's no room to run there. I think it was Brugger there, and he was absolutely enveloped by about 4 Kearney Catholic players, including Dennis Cabanting.
Yeah, Dennis Cabanting
and Nick
Brungard right there on that tackle, going right up the middle. I think, you know, we also had Nathan Howe coming flying in there, and Tyler Mestel also ran.
Isn't that nice to say, Nathan Howe flying in there?
Yes, it is.
And again, he's going to play a whole lot more snaps on defense than he is on offense with that recovering leg. Shotgun formation here for Missouri. He's looking to throw. He has a little time. Now he's going to scramble to his right, throws it in underneath. It's going to be caught, and it's going to be out to about the 31, 32-yard line. So that'll be a gain of about 9 there before Kearney Catholic can wrap up. I think that's number 32.
Yep, it was.
Yeah, and that's Keaton Henry.
Yeah, busy. As Missouri just rolled out to that right side there, Randy, they had four wideouts. They had two on the right, two on the left, and then he did a good job of just curling underneath. They had sent one deep, and they had one underneath, and then he hit the guy underneath. So it's going to bring up about third and eight on this third and seven on this play.
Yeah, so Kearney Catholic wants to stiffen up here because if they can do it, they'll get the ball back in fairly good field position. Mazur in the shotgun has trips to the left, which is the wide side of the field. One running back in the formation with him. He'll stay in the block. The pass in the middle is going to go off the cold fingertips of Garrett Timmy, and it falls incomplete.
Yeah, Timmy just ran kind of a quick in, Randy, on that one. They sent number 18 on that one on for Boone Central. Glidden on a deeper route, and then it kind of crossed underneath there. And Timmy was open on that one. Missouri kind of hit him right there, and it was just a drop pass on that.
Bach will be back deep in anticipation of the punt upcoming here from Keaton Henry. Henry will be standing at his own 20-yard line. 5:12 to go here. First quarter, Kearney Catholic has had the best of it here. And the high kick. And Bach will pick it up at about the 25. Bach has a seam right up the middle. And that seam will close once he gets to about the 38, 39-yard line. He'll push the pile forward to the 40, and Kearney Catholic will have pretty good field position.
Yep. You know, just it was a nice high punt, Randy, and it drove Block back to about the 20, 25-yard line there. He gets it, and he had a little bit of seams there, and he brings it straight up the middle, got a couple good blocks right off the bat, and brings it all the way out to about the 40, 41-yard line for Kearney Catholic.
So the Stars here want to make something happen. They had that big, long 82-yard run, and the drive stopped at the 5-yard line and resulted in a blocked field goal attempt. Man in motion is Mestel. Hand off to James. James will bring it across the 40 to about the 41-yard line. So that'll be a gain of about one on the play for James as he's wrapped up by one of the big ones here for Boone Central. That's Joe O'Brien.
Yep, and Joel did a good job that time of shedding off the blocker this time, Randy. And the linebackers kind of came up there and were creeping up on this one as Kearney Catholic hasn't gave it on that jet sweep yet. So the linebackers are starting to creep up a little bit for Boone Central.
So keep that in mind. They may have to hand it off here. They fake the handoff. Now they're going to throw it on a slant, and it's going to be a little bit too high for Harrison Pearson. The first pass attempt of the game falls incomplete.
Yep, and Harrison Pearson just ran a little bit of a curl route, and they sent another guy deep. I think that was Creighton Hammett going deep on the sideline there, Randy, on the left side for Kearney Catholic. Harrison Pearce was open, and John just kind of overthrew that one. But Harrison Pearce, I'll keep that one in mind because Harrison Pearce was open on that route.
Well, now it might be a throwing situation here on third and nine from the 42. Kearney Catholic short of midfield here with 4:24 to go in a scoreless game. Trips to the right. Masker looking to the right. Has time to throw. Now he's going to scramble. Still has time. We'll throw it late over the middle, and it's going to be caught, sitting down and making the catch.
Harrison Pearce.
At the 32 is Harrison Pearce. Make that the about the 34-yard line.
Yep, as John looked over here to the right side because he had Grant Bushcutter and Tyler Mestel on this right side on some out routes, and there was nothing there. So he scrambles back into the middle, and Harrison Pearce broke through the middle there, Randy, and just kind of right there in the middle. John threw it towards him that area, and a nice catch by Harrison Pearce at about the 34-yard line.
Well, there's a late saying, never throw it late over the middle. That's exactly what he did there, but it was a gain of 24 yards. Hand off, now the throw out to Mestel. Mestel spins, brings it across the 30-yard line, so he's going to gain about five on the play. Didn't hand it off, faked the handoff, and then threw it out to Mestel. So that actually will be a pass and a gain of five to Tyler Mestel.
Yep, as they've been running that jet sweep motion action out of this, sending Tyler Mestel in motion off that. They faked it to him, then faked it to Bryce going up the middle, and then just hit a little dump pass out there to Tyler Mestel on the left side. He picks up about 4 yards on the play.
Four or five. We're in that neighborhood. Yep. 3:30 to go here, quarter number one. Shotgun formation here for Masker. Stars have moved it, but don't have any points on the board. They fake the handoff. Masker's going to keep it. Goes to that outside, and he's going to be stopped short of the first down marker by a couple of yards. That'll be a gain of about four.
And just nice faking that handoff. You know, they're really keying on Bryce, which, I don't mind. I don't blame him for doing that, but they fake that handoff to Bryce. He just takes that and goes off to the left side as John Masker and picks up a good chunk of yards. It's going to, the line up front are doing a pretty good job for Kearney Catholic right now, Randy.
It's third and four. They've opened up some scenes, but Kearney Catholic doesn't have any points to show for it here. This is the third drive of the game, the third time that they've been in Boone Central territory. And the first two drives, one of them they failed to make it on fourth and about 1 yard. And then they had the blocked field goal. So shotgun formation here for Masker. He fakes the handoff, looking to his left. Now he's going to run right up the middle. Has a seam, has the first down, has it at the 20, at the 15, the 10, the 5. He spins, and he is going to be knocked down right at the 5-yard line.
Yeah, just a nice, you know, fake there because John wanted to hit a little swing route on the left side to Bryce James going into that motion, Randy, and he wasn't there. And then he just took off right up the middle, and the guys up the middle did a good job after they saw that John was scrambling and made some blocks. And John got it all the way down to about, what is that,
the five-yard line. Yeah, they're right at the 5-yard line. Now, again, he was already kind of going down. He needs to protect himself because, you know, he's kind of a valuable commodity. And he kind of Wyatt Mazur'd the team that plays with Wyatt Mazur. High formation here. Mestel. I'll get it right. Bryce James going right up the middle. Andrew Harms is who name I was trying to find, was the lead blocker. But they just brought too many red hats there. And he got back the line of scrimmage, and that's about it.
Yep. And like you said, Randy, they brought in Harms that time to kind of lead that block up the middle for Bryce James. And Boone Central, when they see that kind of stuff, they just really sell out. Those linebackers come flying in there and held him to a minimal gain, Randy.
Yeah, and again, they've stopped the two drives where Kearney Catholic's gotten in deep into their territory by having all-out run blitzes. Man in motion. They'll throw it out to Mestel. Mestel will cut, and he is going to be stopped right there and actually will lose some yards on that quick little throw out there. Actually, will lose about 3 on the play.
Yep, as they did that one time, Randy, they faked that, you know, jet sweep action, and then they fake it, handoff up to the middle to Bryce, and then they try to hit Tyler Mestel out there in the flats, and they did, but there was just nowhere to run for Tyler Mestel.
So we'll see what they do here on third and, well, we'll call it 9. It's third and goal from about the 9-yard line here. Two wideouts, well, kind of in the slot. You've got Pierce and Bushcutter in the slot. Out wide is Mestel. Rolling out that way is going to be Masker, who will throw it out here for James. James gets a lead block and hits him at the end zone. Touchdown! A little swing pass with some lead blocking out there, and the Stars are on the board.
Yep, as they just do a little, like you said, Randy, a little swing pass out here to the right side. And I think it was Grant Bushcutter was out there and Tyler Mestel out there leading the block. And they got it connected to Bryce James, and then they got a little bit of a block downfield from those two guys, and Bryce James takes it into the end zone for Kearney Catholic.
And now Bushcutter will try to add the extra point with a minute 23 to go here in the first quarter. Stars have looked very good offensively. And again, the last time they tried a kick, it was enveloped.
Yes.
So keep an eye on Glidden. He blocked the last one. Snap, good. Kick is up, and it is punched through there. It is 7-0, Kearney Catholic. 1:23 to go here in the first quarter, and you can hear the Stars faithful making some noise here at Miles Field. Kearney Catholic has a 7-0 lead. They'll kick it to the Cardinals when we come back after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. As Kearney Catholic gets their first points on the board, the touchdown, a little swing pass from John Masker to Bryce James, and now Bushcutter will tee it up here and kick it off to the Cardinals. And again, I think Kearney Catholic is going to do their best to keep it away from number 20, who is back deep here for Boone Central Newman Grove. Wyatt Mazur has not had a ton of yards kick returning compared to the 3,000 yards he's had from scrimmage. Bushcutter will kick it. It's going to be a line drive kick. It's going to skip at about the 20-yard line and is going to be picked up on that left side. I believe that's Glidden, and Glidden will make one man miss, and then he's going to be wrapped up at about the 40-yard line.
Yep. Like you said, Randy, just kind of a low line drive kick, and he picks it up about the, what was that, about the 20-yard line?
15, yeah, about the 20.
And he just goes straight ahead, and he made a couple guys miss, but they get it all the way out here to the 40-yard line, so pretty good field position for Boone Central.
And now Kearney Catholic needs to kind of defensively make sure that Boone Central doesn't generate something and they can't really answer back.
Yep.
Our high school football playoffs are presented by Ag Excel, your precision fertilizer application experts, located in Kearney or online at AGXCEL, AgXCEL.com. Ag Excel, where precision meets the soil. And the two running backs are going to be off of either shoulder here for Wyatt Mazur. It's going to be Brugger and Pelster back with him, and they're going to do a little zone read, and Mazur pitched it late, and they're going to gain a couple of yards. Kind of a dangerous play there.
Yeah,
or did he fake that?
He faked it,
and he was the one that slipped out to the outside.
Yeah.
Well, they kind of wrapped him up there in that area, and somehow he slipped through there.
Yeah, and Creighton Hammock did a really good job on that left side there, Randy, and coming flying up there to kind of slow Missouri down, and then Nathan Howe was there to kind of, you know, corral him on that one.
So shotgun formation here for Missouri, and he's looking to his left, and he'll roll to his right. Now pressure's coming. Cabanting will force him out of the pocket, and he's going to be wrapped up at the line of scrimmage, and that's going to be about it. That was great contain there for Kearney Catholic, because you had Cabanting putting pressure on. Colin Arredondo basically was making sure he didn't get outside of that and had contain, and Missouri maybe gained about 1 yard on the play, but that's about it.
Yeah, and the guys downfield did a great job, Randy, you know, covering the people, because he was looking for a couple guys, you know, downfield trying to throw that little lob pass out there. And John Bach, Grant Bushcutter, those guys did a great job of covering downfield.
Well, the clock is going to hit 000, so that's going to be the end of the first quarter. And the Kearney Catholic fans are on their feet, because their Stars will head to quarter number two, leading Boone Central Newman Grove 7-0. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. First play of the second quarter. Stars lead it 7-0. Third and 8 from their own 42 for Boone Central Newman Grove. Wyatt Mazur in the shotgun formation. One running back just off to his shoulder to the left. He's looking to throw a quick hitter dot to this left side, and the pass is going to be complete to the first down to Travis Kennedy.
Yep. And out route a little bit, Randy, but he threw it before he even turned and stuff. Did Wyatt Mazur, those two have probably connected a few times in their pass and stuff, you know, as he just threw that ball before Kennedy even turned, and turned right there, and there's the ball.
That's the 14th catch of the season here for Travis Kennedy, and he's caught about 490 yards worth of balls from Wyatt Mazur. They're going to go with the old Maryland eye, three running racks right behind Mazur. And they got the football. It's on the ground, and I think Kearney Catholic's got it. I think the Stars have been able to pick it up. They did not handle the exchange. Mazur didn't get it. I don't know who could have got that for Boone Central. They're going to unpile it. They're digging in there.
Yep, Boone Central.
And I don't know how in the world Boone Central was able to pick up the ball, but Noah Widener is the one that comes up with it here for Boone Central.
Yeah, as it just was, you know, like you said, Randy, wasn't handled very well right off the bat, and then Dennis Cabani was right in there to knock Missouri down, and then the ball was right there. No, they gave it to Kearney Catholic. They got Kearney Catholic has the football.
Well, Widener is the one that handed the ball to the official.
Yep. And they gave it to Kearney Catholic on that one. Because I saw number 72, Kearney Catholic, Austin Arntz, get right in there, Randy, and it looked like he had it corralled. And then there was a pile on there, and then the Boone Central kid came out with it, but Stars got the football right now.
Well, Kearney Catholic, I thought, had it initially when it happened, but again, it was Widener that handed the ball to the official. So the Stars have it just short of midfield, first and 10 from the 47-yard line. Maybe a break, I don't know. They will fake the handoff. Masker will keep it himself. He'll be stood up at the 49-yard line. He'll gain about two, and that's it.
Yep, fake that handoff to Bryce James going up the middle this time, takes it to the left side, picks up a little bit of yardage on that one. Boone Central had that one diagnosed pretty good, Randy.
Well, we want to say hi to a bunch of folks at the Cornhusker right now who have a little bit of interest in the volleyball team. Ladies, you did a great job today, and hopefully the guys will follow suit and play for a state championship. Don't forget that that game will be tomorrow right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And we certainly want to congratulate the volleyball team listening right now in Lincoln. Shotgun formation for Masker. There's trips to the right. No backs in the backfield with him. A little bit of pressure coming. He's got a tuck, make one man miss, but he can't make the second. And he's going to be sacked for a loss at the 45-yard line as he's wrapped up there by Keaton Henry.
Yeah, because he wanted to get some out routes on the right side there, Randy. The Boone Central did a pretty good job of covering that. There's a lot of pressure coming right up the middle. And John made the first guy miss. And I was looking to try to heave it down there, but couldn't get set up to throw that one.
10.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Stars lead it 7-0, but they're facing a long third down conversion opportunity here. It's 3rd and 13 from their own 45. And Bellamy will come in at tight end on that right side. Masker looking at his wristband. He'll be in the shotgun formation. James will be about 2 yards to his right behind the tackles. Man in motion coming across. That's going to be Harrison Pierce. Rolling out his Masker. He'll pick up a block, throw it in, and it's caught by James. James is hit at the 45-yard line. Maybe a little short of that. It'll be a gain of 10, and it's going to be fourth down.
Yep, as a hit Bryce James coming out of the backfield on that right side, kind of like a little swing pass. He's going down a little bit, little field, Randy. Got picked up about the 3-4 yards reception, and then he doesn't quite have enough for the first down, gets tackled about the 45-yard line.
And Kearney Catholic, the Pierce is going to punt. Harrison Pierce is going to be standing at his own 40-yard line. And two guys back deep here for Boone Central, Wyatt Mazur, as well as Zach Glidden.
Harrison Pearson to punt it away.
9.5 to go here in the second quarter. Stars with that 7-0 lead. Long call out here by Harrison Pierce. He gets the snap. He'll put his foot into it. It is going to be a high kick. And Glidden calls for the fair catch. It hits at the 10-yard line and just scoots in the end zone very, very quickly. And kind of a bad bounce there because you had a couple of Stars there. Messel and Hammock were in good position to try to keep that ball out of the end zone, but it goes into the end zone for the touchback. So it'll be 1st and 10 for the Cardinals from their own 20-yard line. Presenting sponsors of our high school football playoffs here on Classic Hits 98.9 are Husker Power Products, Irrigation and Industrial Engines, Pumps and Generators. Husker Power Products. .com and generators pumping out some heat there for the heaters that are here at the game. Trying to keep the players warm, and there's a few out there for the fans as well. Shotgun formation for Wyatt Mazur at the 20-yard line. He's got 2 wideouts to the right, 2 to the left, 1 running back in the backfield with Mazur. Low snap, Mazur looking to throw, and it's going to be incomplete. I think it might have been tipped there by Nathan Howe, and then Grant Bushcutter was laying the hit. Had he known that that ball was tipped, he might have had a chance at the interception. In any event, Nathan Howe breaks up the pass, and it falls incomplete.
Yeah, as they had a slant in route there, you know, going for it, Nathan Howe dropped back into the coverage area right there, Randy, and just got his hand on that one for the tip ball.
So Mazur in the shotgun formation again. He'll fake the handoff, keeping himself, goes off tackle, makes one man miss. Mestel ties him up. Bushcutter can't quite get him. No, he does. He does trip him up. He hit him at the 40, and then he's down at about the 44-yard line. That'll be a gain of 24, and Wyatt Mazur was an eyelash away from turning that into a touchdown.
Yep, as he just faked that handoff up the middle, Randy, and he took it to the right side, made the first guy miss right off the bat, and then made a nice little run out here. You had a couple guys kind of trip him up just enough for to make the tackle there about the 44-yard line.
Bushcutter got just enough. Mazur takes the snap, will throw in underneath a slant pattern, and it's going to be a diving catch out there, a well-thrown ball, and Zach Glidden will hand the ball to the official at about the 38-yard line.
Yeah, they just kind of ran a little bit of a crossing route there, Randy. One guy went out to the outside. Glidden came crossing in the middle about 15 yards downfield there and made a nice diving catch in the middle of the field.
And that was a well-thrown ball, just a quick three-step drop out of that shotgun. And now Boone Central kind of into some offensive rhythm. They trail it 7-0, 8:40 to go here, second quarter. First and 10 from the 37. They're in Kearney Catholic territory for the first time, and they'll hand it out here for Brugger. Brugger cuts back to the inside, makes one man miss, and he's going to be brought down at about the 20-yard line. Nice gain there as Bushcutter makes the tackle, but it's a gain of about 17 on the play.
Yeah, this time they kind of rode the back to the left side there. And Missouri's just kind of reading, and gives it to him. And then he goes off to the left side, makes, a nice cut back towards the middle there, Randy, and made a nice gain out of that situation down to the 20-yard line.
Well, the Stars need to stiffen here. They have the 7-0 lead. Shotgun for Missouri. He's at the 20-yard line. Number 20 will hand the ball off. No, he takes it out of the belly, bounces to that outside. Chase Murphy had him momentarily. He slips off of that and will get close to about the 10-yard line. As, again, being blocked was Chase Murphy as he was trying to make that tackle and just really couldn't wrap up Wyatt Mazur, and he'll gain about 9 on the play.
Yeah, and that's one thing. Mazur does a great job, Randy. He gets that ball stuck in that guy's belly, and he kind of reads and sees if he wants to hand it off, keep it, or take it around that side, and he did a good job of taking it this time and getting down there for about an 8-yard gain.
7:40 to go before halftime. Stars would love to hold on to this 7-0 lead. It's second and 1 from the 11. Missouri shotgun, just a quarterback keeper trying to get to that outside, and Kearney Catholic will wrap him up after he gets across the 10, but that's going to be enough for the first down. Harrison Pierce took out his legs as he was being blocked, and Creighton Hammock was out there as well to help with the tackle, but a 2-yard gain by Wyatt Missouri will make it first and goal for the first time tonight for Boone Central.
Yeah, just a nice, hard run by Wyatt going to the right side there, Randy. And like you said, Harrison Pierce did a good job of cutting him down there, and then Creighton Hammock and Grant Bushcutter got in on the tackle also.
So it'll be first and goal. We'll call this from about the 8-yard line here. Under center is going to be Zur. I formation behind him. Man in motion coming across there is going to be Kettler. Now Kettler is going to be split out wide to that left side, and they're just going to pitch it out. And then Kearney Catholic trying to extend it as Brugger's got it, and Brugger will gain a couple yards on the play, but really not a great seam to run through there. But again, Boone Central able to kind of extend it and give Brugger the opportunity to just kind of flow forward a little bit.
Yeah, and just a quick toss to him on out of that I formation out of there, Randy, and then he just kind of, like you said, kind of picks and chooses. He kind of follows his blocker, follows his fullback, and picks and chooses where he wants to go and gets it down to about the 5-5.5-yard line right now.
Well, Arnie Johnson goes for it a lot on fourth down, so I'm sure this is four down territory here. Shotgun formation for Mazur. Stars need a couple of stops to make that even a discussion. Mazur going to hit in the backfield. He gets the line of scrimmage, and that's about it.
Yeah, Dennis Cabanning.
Yeah, and he, there was a lot of guys there that stayed there and did not give anywhere for Mazur to run. And then Cabanting was able to kind of slip through there and knock Mazur back for a 1-yard loss.
And a lot of times, Randy, when they get down in that situation, Mazur follows those two backs to either right or left side. The backs went to the right side. Mazur took that one step to the right and then cut it back to the left side. And like you said, Kearney Catholic did a great job of staying in their areas, and then Dennis Cabanning fought off his guy and got in there to make the tackle.
Big change in personnel, and by big, I mean they went little because they took all the power guys out, and now they brought in some of the smaller guys, but big 6'6 wide receiver Zach Glidden is split out to the right side. Mazur is looking that way. The pass is going to be caught by the underneath guy and is in for the touchdown.
Yep, as they fake the handoff up underneath there, Randy, and then they had a wide out going slanting across the middle. and then they swung a back out underneath there. And
that was Pelster.
Into the backfield there, and just a nice little play that they had on that one for the touchdown for Boone Central.
So Mazur with the touchdown pass to Pelster. And Colton Pelster, that is his fourth catch of the year. So now we'll see what Kyle Kramer can do here with the extra point with 5:32 to go before halftime. It's 7-6 right now. The holder for Boone Central is Scott Kettler. And so Kramer to try the extra point. Snaps a little bit high, but they get it down. It is a high kick, and it is good. So 5:32 to go before halftime. Boone Central marches right down the field. And they've tied things up at 7. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth here at Miles Field. We come back right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair, because they'll get us home from anywhere. But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
And welcome back to a toasty Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member FDIC. I don't care what Duda says, we're keeping the windows closed. It's
right.
A little chilly out there. Kickoff here to Kearney Catholic is going to bounce it about the 20. Stars are going to have to pick it up, and they do. Trying to get to that edge is going to be John Bach, and Bach running a lot of east and west, and he's going to be stood up at about the 22-yard line.
Yeah, but just like you said, Randy, kind of got the ball clear on that right side, coming to clear over to the left side. John Bach, that's where they kind of try to have that ball set up. But by the time he gets over there, there's a lot of Boone Central guys there. It's going to be about the 23-yard line for Kearney Catholic.
So the Stars now need to find a way to answer back here. After Boone Central tie things up at 7 with 5:25 to go, they've got plenty of time to do it. And again, Nathan Howe back into the game, but not on offense. He's been playing a lot of middle linebacker. And so it's been Bryce James, the running back. He is in the eye, and they'll pitch it out to him. He's trying to turn the corner out there. A lot of pursuit there by Boone Central, and he's going to get back to the original line of scrimmage, and that's about it. And he had to run a long way just to get back to the line of scrimmage. There was a lot of penetration there by Boone Central Newman Grove.
Yeah, like you said, Randy, that's a pretty good run there by Bryce James just to get back to the original line of scrimmage. They tossed it to the right side. Boone Central did a really good job of reading that, and Bryce James had to fight for everything just to get back to the line.
Well, he's got a 20-yard run and an 82-yard run, but other than that, so he's got about 100 yards, but it's been nothing besides those two runs. It's pretty much washed its way out. So second and 10 here. Under center is going to be Masker. Masker will hand it to James. James off that left side, and again, that pursuit by Boone Central Newman Grove. And they're going to say the ball came out or not. I thought he might have been down. They might be marking it. Boone Central Newman Grove, and I think the official is pointing to the turf, and they're going to say the ball is down. And Kearney Catholic player is down as well, and that's Bryce James.
Yeah, it looked like he got kind of rolled up on that when he twisted around there, Randy.
And again, Kearney Catholic thin at running back because their top two running backs to start the season have suffered those injuries. Obviously, the broken leg to Nathan Howe, the concussion a couple weeks ago to Holtmeyer, and Bryce James has filled in admirably in that position. But right now, he's being attended to on the field, and we're going to try to get an indication of what that injury is. This injury report is brought to you by Family Physical Therapy, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back to the game of life with two locations in Kearney. I think they rolled over his leg, but I'm not sure exactly what the injury is out there.
I'm not for sure either, Randy.
And it's gotten very, very quiet here. As obviously, Kearney Catholic, very nervous here. And again, the Boone Central fans being very respectful as well. Nobody likes to see injuries out there, but they're attending to James, and he's not putting any weight at all on that left leg. And I don't know if that's knee or ankle, but in any event, Bryce James, it would not appear to me that we'll be able to come back into this football game.
No, but doesn't look like it, Randy. Like you said, he's not putting any pressure on that leg, so we'll see.
Well, that hurts Carney Catholic on both sides of the ball, and we'll try to get an idea of the extent of that injury and what it is. But James is out of the game with 4:33 to go here before halftime. Holtmeyer will check in. And so Brady Holtmeyer, who has over 500 yards on the season, is the only back in the backfield behind Masker. It's third and 11 from the 22-yard line. And again, we're going to try to keep an eye on James, who's on the near sideline here. We'll try to get an indication of what they're going to be working on Bryce James. So Holtmeyer is the back in the backfield. He's back very deep. Masker under center, hands it to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer gets that left side, and there's not much room to run at all. He gets back the line of the scrimmage, and that's going to be it on third down.
Yeah, getting that deep hand off, and he kind of looks to the middle, Randy, nothing there. He tried to go out to that outside on that right side. There wasn't anything there either. As Boone Center did a really good job, you know, coming up there with their linebackers and their defensive end on that side.
Well, Bryce James is sitting on the bench. He's bent his knee, and it's raping over, and they're working on his ankle. So it would not appear to be a knee injury. It would be, I believe, an ankle injury. And you kind of mentioned that it might have rolled up on him. So I think it's an ankle injury here for Bryce James. Harrison Pierce on 4th and 11 is standing at his own 10-yard line, gets the snap here, will punt it, gets a high kick, and he is hit. There is a flag down. It's going to go out of bounds at about the 42-yard line. And a nice little bit of sportsmanship. The man that roughed him ended up on the ground, and Harrison Pierce helped him up. And both of them kind of pat each other on the back saying, sorry, man, didn't mean to do that. I think that was Mazur that came in there. Is that 20 or is that 22?
I think it was 22, but I'm not for sure on that, Randy, because he's walking.
Well, Mazur is a kick returner, so it was not Mazur, and I think it was 22. And, again, he came up and patted Harrison Pierce on the back saying, man, I didn't mean to do that. And it is roughing the punter. So Kearney Catholic will maintain possession here after a 15-yard personal foul. Yes. And so the Stars will keep the ball and hopefully find a way to make Boone Central pay. Should go out to about the 37, and that's where they're going to spot the ball, first and 10 here for Kearney Catholic.
So a good break here, you know, with about 3:30 to go in the game here, or in the first half here, Randy. So Kearney Catholic gets it first down here about the 37, 38-yard line.
So they'll spot it at the 37. And Masker looking at the near sideline, trying to get the instructions of what they want to do here on first and 10. And he now has set instructions. Again, behind him is going to be Brady Holtmeyer. Masker under center. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff, throws it out this left side to Harrison Pierce, and it goes off of his fingertips and incomplete. And again, Boone Central did something smart. They kind of picked up that ball just in case that was a lateral. I think it was forward, but Zach Lydon didn't want to take any chances there. Thought maybe there was an opportunity, but it falls incomplete.
Yeah, just a little swing pass out here to Harrison, you know, like a little bit of a, you know, split-end screen out of this. And like you said, Randy, you know, Boone Central did a good job just in case it was a, you know, a lateral or anything like that. You know, ball went through Harrison Pierce's hands, and Boone Central did a good job of getting out there and getting on it.
Well, that wind is making it a little bit cooler out there than the 24 degrees it was at kickoff. And it's actually dropped a few more degrees here in the last few minutes. Shotgun formation here for Masker. And Kearney Catholic is going to call a timeout. They looked a little confused out there. It'll be second and 10 from the 38 with 3:36 to go here before halftime. Stars are tied with Boone Central Newman Grove 7-7. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clearing.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth, 7-7. Carney Catholic and Boone Central Newman Grove, the Stars calling the timeout here because they weren't comfortable with where they were, and you know, those timeouts aren't worth any points unless you can do something with them.
That's right. You know, so that, like you said, Randy, that's a good timeout. You know, you want to regroup, but make sure that everybody's on the same page here, and they got, you know, a couple of more. Don't they have two more timeouts left?
Yeah. That's so, the only timeout taken by either team so far. Yeah. So second and 10 from the 38, 3:26 to go before halftime. Deadlocked at 7. Shotgun here for Masker. One back in the backfield, two wideouts to the short side of the field on the right, one on the left. Now they come man in motion, low snap. Masker handles it, has time to throw, still has time to throw. We'll throw it late and right into the hands of Boone Central. Making the interception is Kennedy. Kennedy down that right side, makes a man miss at the 5 and is in for the touchdown.
Well, it's just one of those that John Masker, he had plenty of time to look. He kind of surveyed things. And then he saw some people open there about the 40-yard line, Randy. He tried to get it up and over the receiver, but Kennedy was right there to pick it off and take it in for the touchdown for Boone Central.
Well, I'm not sure exactly how many yards that was. I think it was about the 35-yard line. I'm going to put it down as a 35-yard pick six here. And now a six-point lead for Boone Central Newman Grove, who scored the last 13 points of the ball game. And number 14 will try to make it 14 points, Kyle Kramer. In for the extra point. And lightning has struck. Good snap, good hold, high kick, but it is no good. The extra point is no good. So the score is 13-7, a six-point lead for Boone Central Newman Grove after the pick six. Stars will get their hands back on the ball with a couple of timeouts left. 3:13 to go in the second quarter. 13-7, Boone Central Newman Grove. We're back after this.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
We're back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth as the crowd on the near side is quieted down a little bit after that pick six by Travis Kennedy. Takes it in from about 35 yards away. Extra point no good. That's the silver lining in that cloud, as it's a six-point ball game here, and Kearney Catholic will have some time to do something with it if they can maybe get some good field position. Cooper Holbrook and John Bach are back deep. And again, part of the storm clouds is the fact that Bryce James is out of the game, that he does not have a helmet with him. I think he's got a badly sprained ankle. And again, they're not working on his knee, so I think we're looking at the ankle here for Bryce James.
I saw him kind of walking around just a little there, the Randy and stuff, but gimping around basically, though.
The kickoff is going to be relatively short. It's going to be picked up by one of the upbacks, and it's going to be picked up at about the 20-yard line, and he's going to be stuffed right there. I didn't see if that was two or three that had it. And the Boone Central guys are pretty excited, but they'd blown the whistle well before the ball came out. I think it was Nestle that had the return out to about the 23-yard line.
Yeah, it was Tyler Mestelik. Picked it up kind of a low line kick onto the right side here, Randy. Tyler Mestelik got it on a couple of bounces and just goes straight ahead, picked up what he can on that.
So 3:06 to go before halftime, and the Stars down now after giving up 13 straight points. They trail at 13-7. Shotgun for Masker. Holtmeyer's in the backfield with him. They'll hand it off to him. He'll go off that left side. A nice line surge there for the Stars. But they're going to gain about 5 on the play. And just a simple play right up the middle. And most of those 5 yards were earned by your offensive line, just pushing everybody out of the way.
Yep. You know, gets that handoff deep in the backfield there and just, you know, picks where he wants to run. But like you said, Randy, the line surge did a great job, and he just followed them right up the middle.
Now, again, Nathan Howell has run for over 990 yards on the season, not playing running back. He is playing middle linebacker for the Stars. Holtmeyer averages over 6 yards per carry. Masker's going to keep it. Lead block up the middle by his running back, and he's going to be short of the 30-yard line. So that'll be a gain maybe of about one on the play, and it's going to be third and about 5.5.
Yeah, as they just fake that handoff to Brady Holtmeyer going up the middle there, Randy, and then Masker's going to follow him up the middle and try to pick up what he could there on that run. But there just wasn't a lot of the guys up front for Boone Central did a good job of shedding their blocks and being ready for that.
It'll be inside of 2 minutes to go before halftime before Kearney Catholic snaps the ball here on 3rd and 5 from their own 29-yard line. Both teams have plenty of timeouts at their disposal. Shotgun formation here for Masker. Holtmeyer just off his right shoulder. They'll hand it off to Holtmeyer up the middle. Breaks through there. He has it at the 40, at the 45, and they're going to throw him forward to about the 50-yard line. A 21-yard run for Brady Holtmeyer.
Yeah, just getting that handoff deep there, Randy, and he won't pick and choose where he wants to go. And the guys up front did a good job opening the hole right off the bat. Before anybody touched him, he's down 15, 20 yards downfield. Nice run by Brady Holtmeyer.
So a minute 40 to go here in the first half. The clock stops because of the first down, and they move the chains. And now Bushcutter will come in for Bellamy. So they're going to not play with the tight end here. They're going to have two wideouts to the left, two to the right, wide sides to the right. Hand off to Holtmeyer up the middle. He's going to make it to about the 49-yard line, and that's going to be about it. He's wrapped up by the linebacker, coming up right through the middle there. And Pelster part of the tackle, as well as Jacob Krings.
Yeah, they did a good job, like you said, those linebackers. Randy, as they see, you know, Masker given that, they just kind of keep creeping up into that middle area there and doing a good job for Boone Central.
Stars are in Boone Central territory, but barely. They had it 2nd and 9 at the 49, 53, 52 seconds to go here before halftime. Time's a ticking here. Masker, low snap, is able to pick it up. He'll step up, throw, pass complete at the 40-yard line. It's Creighton Hammack who picks it up at about the 39 or the 40. That should be enough for the first down. Yeah, now stop the clock.
And just a nice little quick in route for Creighton Hammack there, Randy, at about the 40-yard line. And John threw it low there, and Creighton Hammack goes down and gets it, and be done for the first down for Kearney Catholic.
So the clock stops to move the chains. Stars do have two timeouts left. Trips to the left. That's the wide side of the field. Two wide out to the right. No backs in the backfield with Masker, who gets the snap. Pressure coming. Tucks in underneath. He's going to run. He makes one man miss. No, he can't make the last guy miss as he's thrown to the turf by Keaton Henry.
Yeah, Keaton Henry just kind of floated back out of his middle linebacker position about 5 yards deep, just watching. John looked deep. There was nobody open, and he tries to take it up there and pick up what he can, Randy, and they get him right there for about a 3-yard loss.
That'll be a sack on the play, and then a timeout taken by Kearney Catholic. This timeout brought to you by Nebraskaland National Bank. It's 13-7, Boone Central Newman Grove with a 6-point lead, 26 seconds to go before halftime, and the Stars will have it 2nd and 13. We come back after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
Welcome back to the Nebraskaland National Bank broadcast booth. 13-7, Boone Central Newman Grove has the lead over Kearney Catholic, but a little good news here. Bryce James has now earned his helmet back. He's run up and down the sideline and actually looks very good, not showing much of the ill effects. There's a slight hitch there in his giddy-up, but he's getting stronger and stronger with that left ankle, and I would not be at all surprised to see him here in the second half. Right now the Stars, with only one timeout left, have it 2nd and 13 from the 44-yard line. Shotgun formation here for Masker. They're coming with the blitz. They fake the handoff. Quick throw in underneath. It's going to be caught. And across the 35-yard line is going to be Creighton Hammack, and he's going to be wrapped up there at about the 35.
Yeah, they had Tyler Mestel on this left side going deep, and then Creighton Hammack doing a little, you know, set down route there, about 6, 7, 8 yards there, Randy. And a nice pass by John Masker to Creighton Hammack.
And the Stars call a timeout to stop the clock here with 14 seconds to go. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership, Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. There's 14 seconds to go here before halftime. We'll keep it right here, and let's get you updated on a few scores from around the state. We'll begin in Class B, where Omaha Scott Catholic, 28-0 over Scott's Bluff. They're now in the fourth quarter, so the number one seed Scott goes all the way to the other end of the state, and they're going to head back to Lincoln for the state championship game, and it appears that their opponent will be Elkhorn. The Antlers have a 24-3 lead in McCook. That game is very late in the third quarter. In Class C1, top-seeded Ashland Greenwood right now leads Cozad 10-7. That game is in the second quarter, and here it is 13-7. Kearney Catholic right now trailing Boone Central Newman Grove. Classic hits 98.9 delivers the scores. Valentino's of Kearney delivers right to your door. Valentino's, the home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before or after the game or call for one of their great pizzas, or you can carry out in the in Kearney, and they also deliver in the Kearney area. Shotgun formation here from Asker. 14 seconds left. Little pump fake. Throws it deep. He's got a man, and he overthrows Mestel at about the 5-yard line. And it falls incomplete with 8 seconds to go.
Yeah, Mestel got behind the defender that time, Randy, as they did a little bit of, you know, like he was going to run an out route, and they faked that out route to him, and then he took off and went downfield, and he had him about a 4-yard step on him, and just a little bit out of reach for Tyler Mestel.
Well, this is going to be a long field goal attempt, it appears, here with 8 seconds to go. This will be a 51-yard field goal attempt in very cold conditions, and Grant's told me it's like kicking a brick. So we'll see whether or not he's got enough energy and enough adrenaline pumping through those legs to punch this one 51 yards. Long count, snap, good. Kick is up, and it appears to be drifting to the right, and it will go into the end zone, and there'll be a touchback. That one did not have the distance necessary, and there's now 2 seconds to go here. And again, a missed field goal here for Bushcutter, but that's a long attempt.
Yeah, that was a long attempt, Randy. And the, like you said, as Grant said, told you, it's kind of like kicking a brick out there. And they get the ball about the 20-yard line as it goes into the end zone and stuff. So, you know,
and we don't have that Auburn thing going on here. Yeah, once the ball goes in the end zone, it's a dead ball in high school. Right now, it feels like 15 degrees out there, and the wind kind of swirling didn't really help Grant, but it didn't really hurt him either. That wind is going about 13 miles an hour. Missouri is just going to kneel on the ball here, and that will do it for the first half. So we head to the locker rooms. Kearney Catholic drew first blood, but they trail heading to the intermission. It's 13-7, Boone Central, Newman Grove. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Sally McCann with AgXL, your liquid fertilizer application experts in Kearney, Nebraska. Harvest is coming to an end, which means a planting season is right around the corner. What if I told you that I could help increase your yields next year? Well, I can if you let AgXL design a system for you. Stop in our Kearney showroom or on the web at agxcel.com or call me, Sally McCann, at AgXL. That's AgXCEL, where precision meets the soil.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, so serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. And Kearney Catholic right now trailing at halftime 13-7. Let's go through the scoring summary. The Stars got on the board first. John Masker hit Bryce James on a 9-yard pass. The extra point was good. That made it 7-0 with a minute 23 to go in the first quarter. Second quarter pretty much belonged to Boone Central. Wyatt Mazur hit Colton Pelster on an 8-yard pass. The extra point good. It's 7-7. And then an uncharacteristic mistake on the offense for Kearney Catholic. A pick six picked up by Travis Kennedy from about the 35-yard line. Was able to take it into the end zone. Extra point was no good. And so that is our score right now, 13-7. But Boone Central kind of took a shot in the face. They kind of got punched in the mouth by Kearney Catholic, but has found a way to respond here in the second quarter.
Yeah, that first quarter, as you mentioned, Randy, you know, the first drive by Kearney Catholic, they went for it on fourth and about one, but they were moving the football on Boone Central, and then Boone Central got the ball at that point. But then, you know, Bryce James breaks a 82-yard run, gets it all the way down to the 5-yard line on the next possession for Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic couldn't punch it in at that point, but they went for the field goal, and Boone Central ends up blocking the field goal and getting the ball returned out here at about the 35-yard line. And then on their third possession, they moved the football again and got it all the way down there, and then they hit that little swing pass to Bryce James on the right side and got a downfield block for a 9-yard touchdown run for Bryce James, or 9-yard touchdown pass for Bryce James. But, Kearney Catholic moved the football in the first half, in the first quarter. In the second quarter, they moved it at times, but it was pretty much controlled there in the second quarter by Boone Central, as they took the ball at the 20-yard line and moved it all the way down with about 8-9 play drive, and moved it all the way down in for the touchdown. Then, with about 3.5 minutes to go, Kearney Catholic is trying to throw a pass out here on the left side about the 40-yard line, 40-yard line. He had some receivers that were there about the 40-yard line. Travis Kennedy steps right in there in front of those and picks it off and takes it all the way in for the touchdown for Boone Central. And Boone Central's up 13. They missed the extra point and up 13-7 at that point. Now, Kearney Catholic got the ball back and moved it all the way down, and they kept, doing it on the, a little bit on the ground and then throwing the football and moving the football down to about the 30-yard line with about 7 seconds to go in the second quarter. They attempted a long, long field goal by Grant Bushcutter and got it into the end zone. So Boone Central gets the ball at the 20-yard. Missouri just kneels down on it and goes into the halftime up 13-7. Does Boone Central? But like you said, Randy, that first quarter, Kearney Catholic moved the football three different times. They were in Boone Central territory, moving the football on Boone Central, and it's one of those situations where they didn't get the points on that second possession. They got a couple of guys that are about, we mentioned that at the beginning of the game, 6'5", 6'6", and they got long arms. They came flying in there, extended their arms out, and blocked the field goal attempt by Grant Bushcutter. And they got the ball back at that point. Kearney Catholic, but in that first quarter, Kearney Catholic really moved the football real well on Boone Central. Second quarter, Boone Central took that 80-yard drive down the field and looked like the Boone Central that we've seen on some tape and stuff. And then that pass interception, that hurt big time for Kearney Catholic, as they were trying to get some things going on with about 3 minutes to go there. And Boone Central stepped right in there and intercepted it with a touchdown.
Well, unfortunately, when Kearney Catholic was really, I don't want to say dominating, but when they were having the better of it, they weren't able to really have that turn into a lot of points. At that point, as they led only 7-0 at the end of the first quarter. We did the scoring summary. Let's give you some halftime numbers here. Wyatt Missouri for Boone Central, no surprises. The leading rusher is a surprise that he only has 35 yards rushing here in the first half on 8 carries. Damian Backus has 1 carry for 5 yards, and Joseph Brugger has 19 yards on 3 carries. So 12 rushes for 59 yards for Boone Central Newman Grove here at halftime. Mazur is 4 of 7 in the air for 45 yards and a touchdown. And so a total of 104 yards here in the first half for Boone Central Newman Grove. For Kearney Catholic, Bryce James, who went out of the game with an ankle injury, but it appears that he will be able to play here in the second half. Bryce James had an 82-yard run and a 20-yard run, but he has 100 yards even here in the first half on 11 carries. John Maskers carried the ball 5 times for 27 yards. Grady Holtmeyer, who came in for James once James had that sore ankle, Holtmeyer has carried the ball 4 times for 27 yards. So 154 yards rushing for Kearney Catholic. John Masker is 7 of 11 in the air for 63 yards. He does have an interception and does have a touchdown. So a total of 210 yards of total offense here for Kearney Catholic compared to about 104 here for Boone Central here in the first half. And our halftime score, 13-7, Boone Central, Newman Grove with a defensive touchdown, the pick six, and they lead it by six, 13-7. We'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report from Miles Field, and we come back after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100%, and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here at Miles Field. Kearney Catholic right now trailing Boone Central Newman Grove 13-7. Winner of this game will play for the state championship a week from Friday, and they'll take on the winner of the other C1 semifinal. And right now, Ashland Greenwood leads Cozad by this identical score. It is 13-7. Ashland Greenwood leads in Cozad at halftime. So you can't make it any more familiar than that. The visiting team leading the home team in both C1 semifinals, 13-7 here at intermission. In Class A, no problem for Omaha North, as they right now lead Grand Island 42-7. That game is in the second quarter. At halftime, Creighton Prep is leading Papillion La Vista South 14-0 at intermission. In Class B, it appears that it'll be Scutt and Elkhorn playing for the state championship. Both of these games kicked off an hour before this one, and Scutt in Scott's Bluff leads it 28-7. That game is in the fourth quarter. Also in the fourth quarter, Elkhorn over McCook. McCook just got a touchdown a little bit ago, but they still trail it 24-10. In Class C2, they're at halftime, where Aquinas Catholic leads Battle Creek 21-13 at halftime. Also at halftime, Hardington Cedar Catholic, the 11 seed, is leading the 7 seed 13-0 over Oakland Craig. That game is at halftime, as Cedar has the lead. And just across town in the six-man state championship game right now, Riverside leads Spalding Academy 22-0 at halftime. And if you're a cat burglar and you're looking someplace where no one's going to catch you doing anything, you might want to head to Spalding today, because Riverside is basically a conglomeration of a couple of schools, including Spalding High and Spalding Academy. So the championship of Spalding will be good for the six-man state championship. And right now, Riverside leads it 22-0. And no, we do not encourage you to become a cat burglar. We'll deliver the scores for you here on ESPN, or excuse me, Classic Hits 98.9. Valentino's at Kearney will deliver right to your door. Valentino's, the home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before or after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight, Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Once again, at halftime here at Miles Field, it's 13-7 as Boone Central Newman Grove with the last 13 points of the second quarter, and they've got a six-point lead. We'll be back to Miles Field and the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We come back after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn! I had to take it out the last time!
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And welcome back here to Milesville. Let's get you updated on some volleyball as well. In Class A, Marion will be playing for the state championship in five sets, 19-17 in the fifth. Marion beat Lincoln Southeast. They'll take on the winner of Papillion La Vista and Millard West in Class A. In Class B, Omaha Scott has made it to the finals. They won in straight sets today, and they'll take on the winner of Norris and Gretna. That game currently going on at the Devaney Center. And in Class C1, the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars going for the three-peat. They'll play for the state championship tomorrow against Concordia. They won in straight sets today against Columbus Scotus, 25-18, 25-23, 25-13. Make a little noise. People listen to the game out at the Cornhusker as the Stars will play for the state championship tomorrow at 3 o'clock. That game will be right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Kearney Catholic and Concordia. And Doug Duda will have that call for you from Lincoln. In Class C2, the dream of winning a state championship for St. Cecilia came to an end. They lost to Freeman in four sets. That third set they won, they lost rather, 26-24, and that turned the tide as Freeman will play Crofton for the C2 state championship. In Class D1, Ansley Litchfield ended the season, or that really counts for Axtell. Axtell will play for third tomorrow, but Ansley Litchfield won it in straight sets that third game, 29-27. They'll take on O'Neill St. Mary's for the title. In Class D2, a game you'll be able to hear on Classic Hits 98.9. Giltner will be taking on Stewart for the state title tomorrow, bright and early at 9 a.m. Giltner won at 26-24, 25-21, and 25-23 against Exeter Millerian. Three tight sets, but Giltner does win it in straight sets. They'll be taking on Stewart, who won the fifth and deciding set, 15-13. And again, we'll have Stewart and Giltner bright and early for you tomorrow morning at 9. And Kearney Catholic will go for the three-peat in Class C1 right here on Classic Hits 98.9. Congratulations to the Lady Stars. They have one more to go as they take on Concordia tomorrow, 3 o'clock. Doug Duda will have that call for you from the Devaney Center. And here, both teams are stepping out onto the field, and Boone Central Newman Grove is warming up on the Kearney Catholic end of the field, but hey, I'm sure they'll be they'll get that straightened out here when Kearney Catholic comes out of their nice warm locker room area here in just a little bit. And the Stars really statistically leading the game, but they trail on the scoreboard right now, Don, 13-7.
Yeah, you know, and it's just one of those unfortunate things that, you know, they're doing a little swing pass out here to the left side here, Randy, and the guy steps in there and picks the pass off and takes it in for the touchdown. But like you said, just, you know, on the stats, Kearney Catholic was leading in a lot of different areas. The problem was they just didn't get any points, you know, when those few possessions that they were down there in the red zone area, you know, with that blocked field goal attempt there, and then they got the ball, you know, situation where they had it all the way down to the 5-yard line, and just didn't come away with some points on that. But in the first quarter, Kearney Catholic did a lot of good things. Just that one big drive that Boone Central had, Randy, in that second quarter, you know, they got it on the 20, they marched down the field and scored on Kearney Catholic, and then, you know, they had this situation Kearney Catholic did, you know, that where they got the pick six, Boone Central did.
So Boone Central right now with a 13-7 lead over Kearney Catholic. And again, statistically, Kearney Catholic has the edge. It's not a prohibitive edge. And turnover is probably the big factor here, which leveled out because Kearney Catholic did fall on a fumble near midfield earlier in the game. But obviously turning it directly into points for Boone Central, that's why they have a six-point lead here, 13-7. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Unfortunately, Kearney Catholic will have to kick off to Boone Central to start the second half, and I think that drive will be very, very important for both of these two teams in terms of trying to establish where the second half is going to take us.
Yeah, you know, it kind of sets the tone, you know, as far as, you know, what's going to happen here in the second half. You know, when Kearney Catholic kicks off to Boone Central, like you said, Randy, you know, Kearney Catholic, if they can come up with a big stand and get Boone Central to punt it away and, you know, and get good field position and then come back down the field and those types of things and see what they can do with the football. But that first drive is going to be very crucial for, you know, Boone Central and Kearney Catholic.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the second half here. Stars trailing Boone Central Newman Grove 13-7. And we'll wrap up The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Suing Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. And it has cooled down out there, Don Lease. Right now it feels about 15 degrees with the wind chill, as it's about a 10-mile-an-hour wind. And the overall temperature, not a whole lot higher than that 15. It's 26 degrees right now, and a wind chill will take it down to about 15. It feels like playoff football.
Yeah, it does, Randy. You know, this time of year, you know, middle of November, you just don't know exactly what kind of condition. We were 64 degrees last week in Columbus and stuff, and then now here it's, 15 degrees outside, wind's blowing a little bit, wind chill's down there. But those guys that are out there playing the football game, they get warmed up and everything, they're ready to roll. They don't really feel it when they're out there on that football field as far as the coldness goes. When you come off to the sideline, you take a little bit of a break. You're going to feel it then.
Now, again, they do have some heaters out there, and that's because of some pretty good generosity by some folks. And, again, you have to do whatever you do for your own team, you have to do for the other. So those heaters have been provided by Central Hydraulics, Select Sprayers. Kelly and Beth Murphy donated use of the heaters for both teams here. And so our hats off to them for their generosity in trying to keep both sidelines warm out there, because, warm muscles are happy muscles, and reduce the risk of injuries out there. So, again, thanks to Central Hydraulics, Select Sprayers, Kelly and Beth Murphy, and thanks for doing that for these young men. We're at halftime, 13-7. Kearney Catholic is down by 6, and they'll have to kick off the football to start the second half. And, again, we kind of mentioned how important this first drive is going to be.
Yeah, it is, Randy. If Boone Central can establish something here, even if they get a few first downs and pin Kearney Catholic deep, or if Kearney Catholic can hold them on a three and out situation, that's going to be huge for Kearney Catholic, get some good field position and see what they can do on their first possession.
And by the way, the Class B games are now final. Scott won at 28-7. Elkhorn won 24-10 over McCook. And so it will be Elkhorn and Scott playing for the Class B state championship after the C1 state championship. Both of those games are 13-7 in favor of the visiting teams. Bushcutter will tee it up here to start the second half. And where you have the second half underway, it's going to be picked up by Mazur at about the 11-yard line. Mazur has a little seam at about the 20, has a huge hole up the middle, and nobody's going to touch him. He is going to take this 86 yards for the touchdown.
Yeah, just Mazur did a good job of following his blocks there, Randy, and he just took it right up the middle. A kickoff by Grant got him back there about the 10-15 yard line, and then he picks it up and he goes right up the middle, follows his blocks. His blocks up front did a great job finding that hole was Missouri and taking it for the touchdown.
Well, the beanbag is at the 11-yard line, so that'll be an 89-yard kickoff return. And they're going to kick the extra point here. And we talked about the Stars needing to get a stop. Well, that didn't last very long. 12 seconds it took for Missouri to take it 89 yards. The snap is down. The kick is low, and it is blocked. I think they had a little bit of trouble with the snap, so the extra point is no good, and the Stars are down now 19-7 as the second half kickoff taken by Wyatt Mazur right up the middle, and now the Stars need to find a way to answer back as they're down by two scores, 19-7, when we come back right after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
And welcome back here as it'll be a kickoff now for Boone Central Newman Grove after they had that 89-yard kickoff return. It's a bouncer picked up at about the 20-yard line. And on that far side is going to be Mestel. Mestel spins at the 35 and will bring it out across the 40-yard line. And a late flag coming down at the end of it. Actually, it was Harrison Pierce, number two, and not number three. Pull that down. I can see that number better.
Exactly.
And we'll see what the 15-yard penalty is.
Yeah, and you know, like you said, Harrison Pierce's low kick, you know, hit, you know, bounced about the 20-yard line there, Randy. And Harrison Pierce does a good job just picking it up, taking it right forward, and getting what he can out of that.
Personal foul against Boone Central Newman Grove. Apparently a late hit, now cost him 15 more yards. Stars will have pretty good field position here.
Yeah, they will. You know, about the 45-yard line of Boone Central here, Randy. You know, by the time you tack on the 15-yard penalty for necessary roughness or something on that side there. But, you know, it's one of those things, you know, Harrison Pierce did a great job getting the return, and then I got the penalty.
Mazur averages 30 yards on the return. He got a lot more than that on the second half kickoff. Hand off to James, who's back into the game. Hand off right up the middle, and he'll bring it across the 45 to about the 40-yard line. Actually, a gain of right at six as they'll spot him at the 39.
Yeah, good line surge there for Kearney Catholic up front there, Randy. And Bryce James just following those blockers and picking up, you know, about six yards on
and
the
great to see James back out there after having that ankle injury late in the second quarter, and he's back in the shotgun formation just to the left of Masker here on second and four. They fake the handoff. There is a flag down. Masker looking to throw. Picks up a block. He's at the 50. Will throw. Rolling out to the left, and he's just going to dump that one away, and we'll see what the flag is. When and where that was thrown appears to be like an illegal procedure or something against the offense, I would assume.
Yeah, one of our receivers was moving forward at the time.
It was right at the snap, and again, it's a legal shift, and that goes against Kearney Catholic. We'll see what they decide to do. It would be third and six, or would you prefer it to be second and nine? I think I'd prefer third and six.
Yeah, so let's see what Boone Central decides right here, Randy. And, well, the marker moved back.
Well, he
knew.
He might have very well heard the head coach back him up.
Yep.
So it'll be second and a long nine here for Kearney Catholic. They've got the ball at about the 44-yard line. And so Masker will be standing right at midfield in the shotgun. Hands it off to James. James is going to be hit when he gets to the line of scrimmage, and there isn't going to be much room to run there at all. And no gain on the play. It's going to set up now third and nine. I guess that's why you take the penalty.
Yep. You know, when they took that penalty, like you said, Randy, got him back there. You know, now it's going to be third and nine. You know, Bryce got that ball, you know, deep in the handoff, tries to find a situation where he can run. But, you know, the linebackers are flowing hard for Boone Central, and the guys up front just kind of held their ground on that one.
Well, a defensive touchdown and a special teams touchdown for Boone Central Newman Grove. They lead it 19-7. Masker will throw off the play action, and it's off the fingertips and incomplete, and he wants a flag called with a little bit of contact there by Joseph Brugger, and it's off the fingertips of Mestel and incomplete.
Yeah, as he tried to run, you know, Grant ran, you know, on the inside route, ran a fly route straight down the middle, and Mestel kind of running a slant in route, and Tyler Mestel wanted the flag for the holding call. You know, looked like he wanted it as he's coming off the ball. The guy was trying to hold him up there.
There was a little bit of contact there, but apparently not enough to throw the flag. And so Harrison Pierce will be standing at his own 45. Now he backs up a little bit here, 4th and 9 from the 44 for Kearney Catholic. Snap actually hits one of the up backs. Harrison Pierce has it, and it's going to be a disaster, and the ball is going to be kicked around, and it doesn't matter who comes up with this. It's recovered at the 30-yard line, and that's going to be a huge loss here as the snap hit one of the up backs. And disaster for the Stars, and we've got an injured player at the 30-yard line.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. Like you said, Randy, it hit one of the up backs up here. The pole, middle pole right here is in the way. I didn't see who it bounced off of, but it was one of those snaps that just hit the up back, and then a lot of scrambling for the football at that time.
So, again, a special teams disaster. Again, Kearney Catholic's had a field goal blocked. They've given up a long kickoff return for a touchdown, and now the snap hits one of the up backs and finally gets kicked around, and that'll be a huge loss on the play of 25 yards on fourth down. And Braxton Bellamy is going to be helped up. I think some people landed on Bellamy. I was under the impression that probably he had the wind knocked out of him, but he is being attended to. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting it back to the game of life with two locations in Kearney. And he's gimping with that leg a little bit. That isn't just getting the wind knocked out of you, but he is putting a little bit more, he's kind of stiff-legged with that right knee. And we'll see whether or not he can come back into the game. And right now, Kearney Catholic has to dig deep. They've got to find a way to stop Boone Central here from adding on to a 19-7 lead with 10-11 to go here in the third quarter. The early stages of this second half have been disastrous for Kearney Catholic. Wyatt Missouri in the shotgun, takes the snap, rolls to his left. There's pursuit out there, throws it in underneath. It's a bounce pass and going to fall incomplete at about the 20-yard line.
Yeah, and like we mentioned before, they do a pretty good job, Kearney Catholic, of containing underneath there. Randy Dennis Cabanning's one of those guys that just comes flying out there. But the defensive end and those people kind of contain and make sure that they don't get, he doesn't get outside, and they just keep him out there, keep him out there. He tries to throw a pass out there to a comeback guy, and incomplete for Boone Central.
Well, Boone Central last week on one of the last drives of the game against Norfolk Catholic went for it on fourth down 5 times on the same drive.
Yeah.
So this is probably four down territory here. Mazur will take the ball out of it. No, he'll keep it in the running back's belly. That's Brugger. There's a flag thrown down. Brugger is going to be gaining about 7 yards, but there's a flag down, and it looks like a hold to us. They move the flag to the 30-yard line, and that's going to back him up back to the 40.
Yeah, that's what he signaled right off the bat there is, he tried to get that zone read, and then, the back, he does a good job, does Missouri, keeping that ball into that back's stomach. And then if he decides he wants to take it, he'll take it out of his stomach and then do whatever he wants to. But this time he gave it, and the back goes out to that sideline there, and they get a holding call on Boone Central.
And I think it was Arredondo out in that area that was fighting through there, and I think he was the one that was able to draw that penalty. And so it'll be now 2nd and 20 from the 40. Now that might change their thinking here a little bit, whether or not it's four down territory. And then again, you really never know with Archie Johnson. Shotgun formation here for Mazur. He's got one running back to his left, takes the snap, puts it in his running back's belly, keeps it himself, goes off tackle, has a seam, cuts back to the inside. Creighton Hammock will wrap him up after he gets across the 25, and he'll get it down to about the 23-yard line. So that'll be a gain of about 17 on 2nd and 20.
And this time, he just yanked it out of that guy's stomach that time, Randy. And, then takes it to the left side as his running back coming back to the right side on that. And then Missouri follows his blockers and picks up about 19 yards on the play.
Yeah, I was about to say it's a little bit closer to 18. I said 17. It's going to be now 3rd and 2 from the 22. And Missouri will be in under center, one back in the backfield behind him. He's just going to run off tackle, has enough for the first down. The pile is still moving forward at the 15. And I think he's finally brought down at about the 10, and that's just power football and a gain of 12.
Yeah, like you said, Randy, he got underneath the center, and then he just takes about one step, goes to his left side, follows those blockers, and picks up the first down for Boone Central.
Well, the first 9 minutes of the second half have been disastrous for Kearney Catholic. They had the snap on fourth down, hit one of the up backs, and a loss of 25 when they needed to punt the football. They've also given up a kickoff of 89 yards, the return of 89 yards to start the second half, and now it's first and goal from the 10-yard line here for Boone Central. Mazur keeps it himself, up the middle, untouched, touchdown.
Yep, just right up the middle. Randy fakes that handoff to his running back, pulls it out of his stomach, goes right up the middle, follows his blockers, and scores the touchdown for Boone Central.
So Mazur, touchdown pass. Mazur, kickoff return for a touchdown. And now a run up the middle. His third score of the game, and it's 25-7. Extra point coming up here, and I think they're going to kick it again. Yeah, they do go in kick formation here as Kyle Kramer will try to tow it here for the extra point. Kettler the holder. And the snap is down. They're going to run a fake here. Keller rolling out to his right. There's a lot of stars there, but Keller trying to get the pylon and does. He'll go in for a two-point conversion. And it is now 27-7.
Yep,
so the try for two is good.
Yeah, but just fake the kick there, Randy, and he just picks up, goes and just goes to the right side and tries to outrun everybody and does and gets into the end zone for the two-point conversion.
Well, Kearney Catholic has had to come from behind in each of their two playoff victories, but they have never trailed by this much. They are behind Boone Central Newman Grove after the Cardinals have put up 27 straight points. It's 27-7 with 8:35 to go in the third quarter. Still plenty of time for the Stars. We come back after this.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Kearney Catholic right now trailing at 27-7 as two quick touchdowns. The 89-yard kickoff return by Wyatt Mazur, and then after the disastrous play on fourth down where the Stars lost 25 yards after the snap hit one of the upbacks on the punt and a turnover on downs there. And now Boone Central after the short field able to punch it in. And now Stars are in... Are in dire straits. They need something positive to happen. High kickoff. Going to be picked up by the Stars at about the 13-yard line. With it is Cooper Holbrook. Holbrook cuts up the middle, bounces to the right side, has a little seam there, and he'll bring it across the 30-yard line. And another star comes up a little gimpy there. That's Dan Owen as he hobbles off the field. There's a lot of walking wounded out there for the Stars.
Yeah, but, you know, the guys coming off the bench, Randy, like we mentioned that earlier, it's hard to get warmed up, and so when you get stuck out there just on the kickoff return, it's hard to get the things going and stuff. And Dan comes up a little bit injured on that kickoff return.
Two running backs in the slot, and now they'll put a man in motion to that left side. Rolling out is Masker. Masker's looking. He's going to throw it out to Bushcutter, who makes the catch at about the 30-yard line. That's not going to be much of a gain at all there for Kearney Catholic. They were looking for John Bach deep, and then Bushcutter was basically the relief valve. He makes the catch, but no gain on the play.
Yeah, and they rolled their safeties over that time to cover John Bach deep, and then he had Bushcutter underneath, and that was kind of the safety valve, like you said, Randy, but they were looking for John Bach deep on that one.
And they also brought James over in motion as probably a swing pass there, but that one wasn't very open either. And he faked the handoff to James, and now pressure comes, and Masker is sacked, loses the football, and I think Kearney Catholic's able to come back on it. I think Masker was able to fall on the ball, but that's going to be a loss of about 8 on the play as he was sacked.
Yeah, they came right in there from this right side, Randy, and John was looking over here to this left side over here. It was Boone Central's right side, John's left side here. And, he had no way of getting that ball off as that guy came right in there to make the sack, and then the ball was loose, and I think John ended up getting back on top of it.
I think that was Travis Kennedy that came in there and disrupted that. So it's going to be third and 15 from the 25. Stars got to get it across the 40-yard line here. Shotgun formation for Masker. Fakes the handoff. Pressure coming. He loses the football. And Kearney Catholic's able to fall on it, but that's going to be another loss on the play. Colin Arredondo able to save the bacon for Kearney Catholic here, at least for the time being, but that's going to be a big loss on the play.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like you
and
said,
Masker is holding that left elbow.
Yeah, because he looked like he tried to, you know, wanted to get that ball off, and then, you know, he turned back to this left side here, Randy, and then that guy was right there, and I think his helmet went right on that left elbow, it looked like, when he was coming in there.
And we'll try to keep an eye on Masker and see how he can go. As this third quarter continues to be even more and more disastrous. Cooper Holbrook, a late addition onto the field, and he's being directed where to go. Last time we had a snap here, it went off one of the upbacks and caused disaster for Kearney Catholic. Pierce is in his own end zone. He'll kick a high kick, and it's going to hit at about the 40-yard line across the 50, and tracking it down is going to be Creighton Hammack, and Hammack will watch it go out of bounds at about the 38-yard line. That is a heck of a punt by Harrison Pierce as he was in the end zone, kicks it all the way across the 50-yard line, and it goes out of bounds at the 38.
Yeah, like you said, Randy, nice high kick, and then he got that extra bounce when it got there, and the Boone Central guys did a good job just getting away from it. And getting the ball, you know, they're just going, hey, you know, we'll take the football. We don't want to take a chance coming up there and getting that. And then because Creighton Hammack was right there if somebody would have tried something.
Well, now with a 27-7 lead, I wouldn't be surprised at all if Boone Central, Newman Grove, becomes somewhat conservative here. But Wyatt Mazur will take the snap, and he'll keep the ball himself and will be knocked back for a loss. Teaming up on the tackle going to be Austin Ahrens and Nick Brungart.
Yeah, but as Mazur just took that ball out of that out of his running back, and he comes to the right side here. And like you said, Austin Arns did a great job of coming up there and shedding that block and making the tackle.
Loss of one, and now Mazur giving some instructions to three wideouts just to his right. He's got a running back just off of his shoulder. Looking is Mazur to pass, and he makes the completion on this left side, and then going out of bounds after a short gain is going to be Garrett Temme.
Yeah, as they had two guys deep, Randy, and then Temme just underneath. And Mazur just took the safe route on that one and got it to Temme for, you know, a good completion for Boone Central.
About 7 yards, so it's going to set up now third and three. He stops the clock with 6:03 to go. A little bit of movement up front. Kearney Catholic, I did not think, went across the line of scrimmage. It's right in front of us. And maybe there was movement on Boone Central. This has got to be on Boone Central because the Stars did not go across the line of scrimmage. And it's going to be against Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, it didn't look like, you know, they jumped across. It looked like, you know, they moved, but they didn't go across. But they got the, you know, them to do that. And, you know, first down for Boone Central now.
So 5-yard penalty. And there haven't been too many penalties called against either team here. And now Boone Central Newman Grove has first down in Kearney Catholic territory. First and 10 from the 49. Wyatt Mazur in the shotgun. And to his right is going to be Brugger. Mazur and a quarterback with the movement. And there was movement by Kearney Catholic. And we'll see what they call here. And it's a legal procedure on Boone Central.
Yeah, it looked like their quarterback just kind of jumped there, Randy, and then got some people there. So we got a 5-yard penalty on Boone Central.
So we swap penalties here, but the bad news for Kearney Catholic, it was after Boone Central got a first down. So it'll be first and 15. Stars need to get something going here. They trail it 27-7, inside at 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Mazur in the shotgun. And he'll run. No, he hands the ball off to Brugger. Brugger trying to get that outside edge, and he's going to gain a couple yards, and that's going to be about it, as he's going to be ridden out of bounds by Creighton Hammack.
Yep, and Creighton Hammack, John Bach came up in there, Randy, did a great job of just stringing that one out, and getting him out of bounds over there for a minimal gain on that one.
Gain of about one, and good news for Kearney Catholic, down by 3 scores. It does stop the clock. You have to be thinking a little bit of how much time's left here in the football game. Still plenty of time for the Stars, who trail it 27-7. But the third quarter has not been kind to them. They had the kickoff return for the touchdown. They gave up an 89-yard kickoff return to start the second half, and then a disastrous play on fourth down where they lost 25 yards. And two touchdowns here for Boone Central Newman Grove have put them up now by 20. Wide out to the right, rolling that way is going to be Mazur. Mazur is going to stop. A little ball fake, and he falls down, loses the football. It's on the ground, and it's kicked around, and Kearney Catholic trying to come up with it. Can't, as they had a star that actually had a chance to pick it up and run with it, but decided to try to run with it. Yep. He wasn't able to grab it, and Wyatt Mazur is able to fall on it at the 35-yard line. It will be a loss of 12 on the play, but an opportunity for Kearney Catholic that literally slipped through the fingers of Austin Ahrens, I believe. It was 72, had a chance at it.
Yeah, you know, Missouri just coming out here on this right nothing there, Randy, and he goes back to the left side. He tries to break his fall, and he puts the ball on the floor, on the ground, and it just squirted out there. And he's the one that ended up coming back and getting on the football for Boone Central.
So I think they're going to say he was losing the ball on the way down. Yep. That's why he wasn't down. So it's going to be third and 25 from the 36, and we've got a timeout.
No, we've got a flag on that side.
A flag on the far sideline? Yes, yep. There is, right in front of number 18, Zach Lydon. Does not mean that the infraction is on him, but it appears that Boone Central Newman Grove is backing up 5 yards. And it's a substitution infraction.
So push Boone Central back another 5 yards on this.
So they've got the ball at their own 31-yard line. They got to bring it across midfield and get it to the Kearney Catholic 39. So that's a long way. Clock moving here. 4:32, 4:31, 4:30 to go here in the third quarter, and the Stars trailing it 27-7. They need something positive to happen. Shotgun formation here for Mazur. Low snap, rolls to his left. Barker going to be a lead blocker for him. He throws it in. It's going to be caught. Nope, it's dropped. Had it momentarily was Temme, and it falls incomplete. And so the Stars will get their hands back on the football. Our presenting sponsors of the high school football playoffs include Tom Dinsdale Automotive at the corner of Stolly Park and South Webb Road in Grand Island, and at DinsdaleAuto.com. Pass incomplete, so it's going to be 4th and 30. Yeah, they're going to punt.
Yeah, we mentioned now they went for it a few times and stuff, but you know, when they got all those yardage back here now, it's going to be a 4th down and long for Boone Central. So Kearney Catholic get their hands on the football. Need to come up with something coming up here for Kearney Catholic.
John Box standing where Boone Central was trying to get a 1st down earlier. Now a back up to the 35-yard line. And in punt formation is going to be Keaton Henry. Good snap, a little bit of pressure coming, and he's able to kick a high punt that's going to hit the turf, and Bach will get away from it, and it'll be blown dead at about the 33-yard line. Also presenting high school playoff sponsors include Husker Power Products, Irrigation and Industrial Engines, Pumps and Generators, HuskerPowerProducts.com. 4:03 to go here in the third quarter, and now Kearney Catholic gets their hands back on the football. They need to find something positive here to the first 8 minutes. Weren't very good of this quarter. They need to find something good for the final 16 minutes of this game, trailing at 27-7.
Yeah, they do, Randy, right here. They need to get something going on this possession right now.
John Masker, the only back in the backfield, 3 wideouts to the right, and now 1 to the left. A little bit of confusion here as Bryce James now is going to be back right behind Masker. They're not chopping it down yet. Bad snap, and just falling on the football is going to be Bryce James, and that was all kinds of ugly.
Yeah, but, you know, they lined up, and then they, you know, Bryce is trying to get Bryce in the right spot and so on and so forth, you know, changing the play or something. But then the snap was there, and then things just didn't go good for Kearney Catholic right there on that first play.
So that's kind of a -6 for the team there as James fell on the ball, and that'll be a loss of, we'll just call it 5. Now under center is going to be Masker. They fake the blitz. Now they're going to come out of it. They hand it off to James. James will bring it across the 30-yard line, so he'll gain about 3 on the play. But it'll be 3rd and a long ways to go here for Kearney Catholic. It'll be 3rd and about 12.
Yeah, no, the Boone Central, you know, they're secondary, Randy. Those three guys in the middle there are just you know, doing a really good job for Boone Central, sometimes blitzing, sometimes faking. You know, they're doing a lot of different things out of that. And, you know, they knew Kearney Catholic on that situation might be coming with the run, and they came up there and just held their own.
And Brugger filled in that hole as James got through there, and that was a great read by Brugger. They fake the handoff. Masker looking to throw, pressure coming. Throws as he's hit. It's a spiral on the sideline, and the pass is incomplete. Trying to connect on this near sideline with Mestel, and Mestel being double teamed, and nobody really got their hands on the ball, but Brugger was part of a double team there with Zach Glidden, and that would have taken a perfect ball, and Masker didn't have time to throw a perfect ball.
No, he didn't, Randy. And like you said, you know, Tyler Mestel went up there, to, you know, made a great effort for it going down the sideline here. But like you said, it's going to be a perfect pass to connect with that.
Well, Kearney Catholic will have three, maybe four more possessions to go in the game, and they are down by three touchdowns. They're going to punt it away here. Harrison Pierce gets the snap. Will put his foot into it. It is a high kick, and it's going to be fair caught right at the 40-yard line. Nice catch there by Zach Glidden, and a good decision by Glidden, because if he doesn't fair catch that, Creighton Hammock was coming with hostile intent.
Yeah, and, you know, Creighton Hammock was right there. If he didn't fair catch it, Randy, like you said, man, it was a good decision by him to come up there and fair catch the football. Just get their hands on the football and, you know, let their offense see what they can do.
Presenting sponsors of the state football playoffs include Ag Excel, your precision fertilizer application experts, located in Kearney or online at agxcel.com. Ag Excel, where precision meets the soil. First and 10 for Boone Central from their own 39-yard line, 2:40 to go, third quarter. Stars trailing 27-7. 20-point lead for number 20, Wyatt Mazur, who is in the shotgun. He'll take the snap. And him and Brugger will play a little keep away. They give it off to Brugger. Brugger off tackle. Will bring it across. Bushcutter helps with the tackle at the 50-yard line. Nathan Howe got part of that as well, but that's going to be a gain of 11. And Boone Central will move the chains.
Yeah, just taking the handoff. Brugger goes out to the left side there, Randy. You know, picking up about 11 yards on the play. You know, moving the chains for Boone Central.
Chain Gang moving out those chains just like Kearney Towing and Repair will do for you. If you're stranded on the side of the road, no matter where you are, they will get you home. Kearney Towing and Repair. Shotgun formation here for Mazur from the 49-yard line. He will give it off to Brugger on that left side. He just takes it off tackle, and he's going to gain about four. And again, just a little zone read here for Boone Central Newman Grove.
And I think, you know, they're probably going to get a heavy dose of this of you know, Brugger going to the left side or, you know, faking it and Mazur coming to the right side. But I can see Boone Central probably going on the ground attack right
here. They didn't get as much as I thought he did. He only got about 2 yards on the play. So it's going to set up now second and about eight as Boone Central Newman Grove will have a running back off of either shoulder for Mazur, who is in that kind of shotgun slash pistol. He's looking to throw. He'll throw it to the right. It's going to be caught in there underneath. And spinning through there, fighting for extra yards, is Keaton Henry. Henry hasn't caught a lot of balls this season, but he takes that one down to the 30-yard line for a gain of 17.
And they have enough guys out there, Randy. You mentioned, you know, this guy only has 12 catches or 5 catches or 4, but they got quite a few athletes out there. They just keep rotating 3 or 4 different people in. And wideouts and stuff, and they're just running some good routes on those. Mazur does a good job of connecting with his receivers on that.
And Nathan Howe, with that sore leg, is out at the moment. Chase Murphy checking in for him. Mazur will throw it late over the middle, and the pass is incomplete. Coverage on that far side by John Bach, and they were trying to connect with the running back, Joseph Brugger, there. And it falls incomplete. Grant Bushcutter slipped down. He's supposed to have a little extra help there. And the star is fortunate that didn't turn into a big play.
Yeah, and then just, you know, running a deep route on that. You know, here I'm sitting there going, yeah, they'll probably get a heavy dose of these running things. And all of a sudden they're starting to pass to a couple times here. He does Boone Central.
Well, just keeping them honest. And they're going to split out. They're going to spread out the field here. Two wide outs to the right, two to the left. Ball pretty much in the middle of the field. Mazur is giving some instructions to his wide outs here. And the running back to his right is going to be Brugger. Low snap, pressure coming. Mazur steps in underneath, scrambling, and then he's going to be tackled in there by Kearney Catholic. I think that was Ahrens who came up with the first contact there. And I don't know if he got back the line of scrimmage or not. So I don't know if we can call that a sack, but it'll be third and 10.
Yeah, and Creighton Hammond blitzed on his corner route over on this side and, you know, made him go into back into the middle there, and then Austin Arntz was right there to make the tackle.
So third and 10 from the 30, 50 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Stars trailing at 27-7, and Boone Central Newman Grove right now trying to milk as much clock as they can. They're still in the huddle. Now they break the huddle. They haven't started chopping it down. Now the last final seconds of the play clock going off here. Man in motion. Mazur will take the snap, fakes the handoff, will lob it to that left side, and it's going to be caught for a touchdown. a perfectly thrown ball on that outside corner that's connected to Zach Glidden, and Glidden goes in from 30 yards. There is
right
a flag down, but that's usually where you see roughing the passer. Or a hold, and it's a hold.
Yeah, and then, like you said, Randy, I was watching the ball over here, and then all of a sudden I see Dennis Cabanning pointing to the flag. So it might have been where they held him or something, too, out of that situation.
That was a perfectly thrown ball, by the way. Zach Glidden caught it, and it was pretty good coverage there by John Bach. The Bushcutter came late, and it was right as Bushcutter got there. It was over the top of him and right in front of Bach. That was a perfectly thrown ball. But a holding penalty, really caused by a pretty good pass rush by Kearney Catholic, will negate that 30-yard touchdown strike and push the ball back out to about the 46-yard line. And they need to get it to the 20, so this will be third and 26.
And he just hit him in stride.
Oh, perfectly. You couldn't have dropped it in there any better.
Yep.
Now Mazur with his feet right firmly in the middle of the star. We're here at Miles Field in the middle of the football field. Fakes the handoff. Mazur rolls to his right. Now he's going to run. Pressure coming. Runs through one guy. Makes another man miss. And he'll get it back to about the 32-yard line. So he'll gain about 14 on third and a whole bunch. And it's going to set up fourth and long here.
And that's one of the things, you know, Mazur does. You know, when we watch a lot of those different films, Randy, he does a lot of good things out there. When there's nothing open, he'll improvise and try to pick up what he can. And this time, he scrambles for a good chunk of yards.
Well, the indication I get is that they are going to go for it here on 4th and 14 from the 33, but we'll have to wait until we start the fourth quarter for that decision, because it's time for quarter number 4, and the Stars are down 27-7. Boone Central Newman Grove with a 20-point lead will face 4th and 14 from the 33 when we come back after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Hi, I'm Sally McCann with AgXL, your liquid fertilizer application experts in Kearney, Nebraska. Harvest is coming to an end, which means a planting season is right around the corner. What if I told you that I could help increase your yields next year? Well, I can if you let AgXL design a system for you. Stop in our Kearney showroom or on the web at agxcel.com or call me, Sally McCann, at AgXL. That's AgXCEL, where precision meets the soil.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. 27-7. Boone Central Newman Grove has a 20-point lead over Kearney Catholic. They face 4th and 14 from the 33-yard line. And it does appear they're going to go for it. Only back in the backfield is going to be Mazur. And he'll be kind of in a pistol formation. Coming across that formation is going to be Magnus. And now there's trips to the right. Mazur is looking to his left. Throws it in the middle. Has a man. And it's going to be caught. And running with the football is going to be Henry, and Henry's going to take it inside the 5-yard line.
Yeah, just kind of a tight end route, Randy, going right down the middle, and he hit him in stride right there. Grant came up there and then hit him, tried to dislodge that ball, and he broke that tackle and then took about two other guys on down with him to about the 5-yard line.
So another 39-yard catch here for Henry, and the ball is going to be just inside the 5-yard line. First and goal here for Boone Central Newman Grove, who already lead it 27-7. Under center is Mazur. Two tight ends, one back in the backfield. Long count going on here. Mazur under center. Takes the snap, pitches it out. Brugger trying to find somewhere to go. They're trying to hog tie him. He's going to be short of the goal line. We'll see if he gets any gain at all on the play, maybe about 1 yard, and that's going to be about it. Chase Murphy in on the tackle.
Yep.
And it'll be second and goal.
Defensive end on this side. I think it's Nick Dowling.
Dowling, yep.
His jersey's kind of rolled up there. You can't kind of see the numbers, but I think it was Nick Dowling.
Yes, it was. Wyatt Mazur again under center. One back in the backfield. Brugger Missouri's keeping it himself. Slips off of one guy. Did he get in? I think his shoulders got in, and the football is in as well. 5-yard run for Wyatt Mazur, another touchdown, and the Stars now are down 33-7.
Yeah, just taking it to that left side. Mazur, you know, underneath center, he just takes about two steps, you know, back, and then it goes to the left and just follows his blockers and punches it right into the end zone for Boone Central.
So Mazur with a 5-yard run, his third touchdown, not counting the pass, that would be his fourth. And now trying the extra point here is going to be Kyle Kramer. Kramer trying to add to a 33-7 lead. Snap is down. A little problem with the hole, but he's able to kick it up very high and good. So it's now 34-7. Kearney Catholic now down by four touchdowns with 10:45 to go in the football game. Stars have a lot of work to do and not a lot of time to do it. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the kickoff right after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Well, 34 straight points here for Boone Central, Newman Grove, and they lead it 34-7 with 10:45 to go in the football game. And Kearney Catholic's going to have to find some magic in a bottle and but quick.
Yeah, they are, Randy. They need to get something going right here, a nice kickoff return, you know, and get something going quickly on this possession for Kearney Catholic.
Well, teeing it up here is going to be the kicker, Kyle Kramer. As Kramer struggled a little bit with extra points, but remember they got that two-point conversion at one point.
Kramer set for the kickoff.
And now Kramer to kick off. Let's see if Kearney Catholic can do what Boone Central did to start the second half, and that is have a kickoff return for a touchdown. We're on the right end of the field for it. High kick going to be picked up by Harrison Pierce. Pierce picks up a block, gets it out across the 30. And he's going to be pushed out of bounds there. That hole closed on that sideline very quickly. And Harrison Pierce is going to be stopped at the 30-yard line. And Kearney Catholic's going to have to find something to positive to happen here pretty quick. In Class A, Omaha North over Grand Island, 48-14. They've got a running clock in the fourth quarter. And Calvin Strong now on the career, 100 touchdowns and over 7,000 yards rushing on his career. Creighton Prep over Papillion-La Vista South, 28-0. That game is also in the fourth quarter in Class A. The Class B championship is set between Scutt and Elkhorn, 28-7 for Scutt. Elkhorn wins in McCook, 24-10. Shotgun formation here for Masker. He's looking to throw, and he's going to throw the ball deep. It's going to be a jump ball. Creighton Hammock can't come up with the ball at the 50-yard line. It is going to be intercepted. Great coverage on the inside by Scott Kettler, and it's going to be another interception, another turnover here for Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, just trying to hit Creighton Hammock going down that left side. That's a play that we've been kind of doing, you know, lately. Randy is trying to get Creighton Hammock out there on those wide outs. Good hands, good receiver out there, but, Boone Central ran stride for stride with him and came up with the interception.
Well, desperate times call for desperate measures, and it's desperate measures right now. 34-7, Kearney Catholic trailing in and right at midfield. Mazur is under center. He'll hand it off, and Hammock now will lead the tackle as they gave the ball off to Brugger, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah, it was Brugger. He'll bring it across midfield and gain about two.
Yeah, just giving the handoff, you know, to Brugger coming to the left side. Creighton Hammock did a good job from his cornerback spot coming in there and making the tackle for Kearney Catholic.
Presenting sponsors of the State Football Playoffs, Tom Dinsdale Automotive on the corner of Stolley Park and South Webb Road in Grand Island, and DinsdaleAuto.com. Second and 8, ball's on the ground. Missouri, they'll just fall on it on the other side of the 50. They'll lose about 4 on the play. They'll go from the 48 to the 48. And Kearney Catholic, boy, they could use a good bounce to come their way as Missouri actually has been able to fall on a couple of fumbles here in the second half. And a loss of 4 on the play is going to set up now 3rd and 12 from about the 48-yard line.
Yeah, Kearney Catholic needed to come up with a good fortune right there, a good bounce or something, Randy, as Missouri just took the handoff, tried to pitch it back, and it kind of lost it, and it was on the ground, and he came up with the football.
Well, he's not wearing gloves, so those fingers have got to be pretty cold. Snap. He handles it. Pressure coming. Throws it off on the right side to Brugger. Brugger down that sideline. Going to be upended over there by Harrison Pierce. Yep. And they'll gain about the four or five that they lost the play before, but that's going to be about it.
Yeah, Harrison Pierce did a real good job, Randy. They swung that pass out there, an open field tackle, just going at his legs, took his legs out, and nice tackle by Harrison Pierce in the open field.
So we'll call it fourth and seven. And I would assume they're going to punt here, but they are going for it. They're in formation to go for it, and Kearney Catholic doesn't realize it yet. Now the deep back comes up here, and Mazur is taking his time at the line to discuss about formations here. And Mazur looking to pass. He'll throw it in underneath. It's going to be dropped. He had his intended receiver momentarily, but Keaton Henry, who has just been running roughshod over the middle, drops that one as it falls incomplete.
Yeah, he just ran a little quick route right down the middle that tight end out of his tight end position, Randy, and Missouri hit him right on the numbers there and dropped the football, but he's had some good catches down the stretch here as he took that last one in all the way down to the 5-yard line.
Again, up by 27, I punt there.
Yeah, I think so too, Randy.
Now, again, if that pass is caught, but we've talked about it a lot. Arnie Johnson goes a lot. By the way, this is his last season. He announced before the season began that he is retiring at the end of this year, and Boone Central Newman Grove trying to send him out in style. Handoff here on first down and right back to the line of scrimmage and nothing more for Bryce James.
Yeah, taking the handoff deep there, and I think Brady Holtmeyer's in there this time.
Yeah, it was Holtmeyer, and David Hansen's the one that led the tackle.
Yeah. And they're doing a good job up front as Boone Central just kind of standing their ground, holding them off. And by the time Brady gets up to the line of scrimmage, those guys are right there to make the tackle up front.
And again, Kearney Catholic just can't be throwing it every single down, but they're going to have to open things up here. 8 minutes to go. They trail 34-7. Harrison Pierce coming across the formation. He'll go to the left. Masker rolls to his right, throws it in underneath, and it is going to be incomplete as he was trying to connect out here with Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer had a lead blocker in Braxton Bellamy. That one was set up, but the pass is incomplete.
Yeah, that one was well set up, like you said, Randy, as John rolled out here to the right side, faked that jet sweep to Harrison Pierce going back to the left, but rolled out here to the right and had a good setup out here for Brady Holtmeyer.
Something positive must happen to the Stars here on third and nine from their side of the 50-yard line. They've got it at the 49. Handoff up the middle to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer is going to be pulled down at the 45. He's going to end up grabbing about 6 yards, and it's going to be fourth and three.
Yep, just getting that handoff deep, and then Brady going to the left side, picked up a good chunk of the yard. It's going to be fourth down and about two and a half yards here for Kearney Catholic.
Well, they threw him forward more than I thought. Yeah. He actually now has it fourth and two. That's a gain of seven. So this is manageable here. But again, Boone Central Newman Grove has really come with run blitzes in situations like this. Stars will go for it from their own 44. Masker in shotgun formation. He's rolling to his right. Pressure coming. He's going to throw it late over the middle, and it's off the hands of Creighton Hammack, and it is incomplete. Would have taken a circus catch as the pressure came. Masker will pick himself up from the 40-yard line. It falls incomplete, and it'll be a turnover on downs.
Yeah, he wanted to hit kind of a little bit of an out route over on this side, quicker out. That was covered, so then the pressure came to him. And like you said, Randy, kind of threw it out there to Creighton Hammack just making an effort to try to get it out there to Creighton Hammack. And Creighton Hammack just about came up with the football there on a great effort by Creighton Hammack also.
So no lack of effort there, but unfortunately for Kearney Catholic, they can't pull off the big play on fourth down as the blitz came. Azure out of that to I formation will hand it off to the tailback, Brugger. Brugger just goes off to the right side, and he's going to gain about three on the play, and that's going to be just about it. Got about 7 minutes to go here, and now Boone Central Newman Grove is going to try to take off as much time as possible.
Yep, and that's
and now it'll be kind of up maybe to the Kearney Catholic girls to come away with the state championship here, because Kearney Catholic's boys are going to have a lot of great things happen here in the last 6.5 minutes.
Yeah, they are, Randy, and they're going to, you know, Maryland I formation, you know, for Boone Central now here. And, you know, they're looking to see when the guy starts to count and he's going to, you know, snap the football when that happens.
And they are working off as much clock as possible. Brugger gets the handoff, and the Kearney Catholic comes with a lot of pressure on that left side. Making the tackle there is Nick Brungard, who looked like he got shot out of a cannon.
Yeah, up front there, you know, right off the bat, they must have, you know, been able to, you know, kind of jump that count. And the two guys up front, Nick Brungard and Dennis Cabanting, got right in there quickly.
So no gain on that play, maybe a short loss, and it's going to set up now 3rd and 8 inside of 6 minutes to go. And Kearney Catholic's got about 8-9 guys in the box. And you've seen Arnie Johnson roll the dice a few times and go with the deep pass. They only have two running backs behind Mazur, who's under center. And they fake the pitch. Mazur looking to throw. He's going to throw the ball deep to this left side. It's well covered and still caught. No, or is it intercepted? They're going to say it's incomplete.
But good, you know, good coverage out there. I think it's John Bach, I think.
Maybe. Yeah, Bach was in there. As there was about four people all in that same area.
Yeah, I think they both, your son Grant was in that area.
Yeah, and Bach is hurt.
So
it's going to be 4th and 8 after that incomplete pass, and Bach, who normally will return kicks, is not back there to reserve kicks, as Nor Orodondo is going to check into the ball game. And maybe the sophomore can make something magic happen here. As the punt formation coming up here for Keaton Henry, and another star goes out of the game hurt. High kick. Orodondo is going to pick it up at about the 20-yard line. Runs right up the middle, makes one man miss, and will bring it out to about the 26-yard line. And Kearney Catholic, with 5:22 to go in the fourth quarter, trailing at 34-7, has the ball. With really a lot of miraculous things necessary between now and the end of this game, that's what's required to get into the state championship game.
Yeah, definitely, Randy. They got to have some quick strike things happen right here. You know, get some things going right here on this drive. You know, get some maybe onside kicks going and stuff like that. But they got to get some things going right here.
Ashlyn Greenwood getting a measure of revenge against Cozad, who beat them in the state championship game. Ashlyn Greenwood 34-7. They've got the lead in Cozad. Exact same score as we have here. Rolling out is Masker. Masker will throw with a man at his foot, and it is incomplete. Trying to connect with Bushcutter, but it's broken up by Keaton Henry.
Yeah, just rolling out there to the left side. He had a little bit of pressure, Randy, coming at him, and he's trying to connect with Grant coming across the middle on that one, but a lot of pressure on John as he's trying to throw. There's people right at his feet.
Last 9 passes, Kearney Catholic is 1 of 9 completing it for no yards. That one that was completed was to Bushcutter for no gain. They trail it here with 5:15 to go, 34-7. Handoff right up the middle, and a quick little hitter for Creighton Hammack. And Hammack will gain about 3 yards, and that's going to be about it. Well, actually closer to 4.
Yeah, and I think it's Nathan Howe in there, Randy.
Yeah, it is Howie. I saw the 7.
Yep. So I think it's Nathan Howe in there for Kearney Catholic running the football right now.
So Howe now has 994 yards on the season. He was stuck at 990 for the longest amount of time. And on 3rd and about 6, he'll be the back to the left of John Masker. The two seniors in the backfield here in the final 4:38 to go. Masker looking, has time. Now the pocket collapses, scrambles a little bit, will run across the 35, and will be pulled down there. It'll be a gain on the play of about 3 yards, and it appears Kearney Catholic is going to punt.
Yeah. You know, he's just looking deep on that, and he had Nathan Howe swinging out here on the right side, but Boone Central did a really good job of covering that. Got a little bit of pressure on him, Randy, and then he tucks it up here and runs and tries to pick up the first down. Going to be just a little short.
Don't forget Concordia Kearney Catholic tomorrow. Stars going for the three-peat in volleyball right here on Classic Hits 98.9. Match scheduled to begin at 3 p.m. And in the morning, Giltner and Stewart for the D2 final. Again, that'll be right here on Classic Hits 98.9. Snap to Howe. He's able to pick it up, even though it was a little bit low, but he had trouble with the kick, and it is going to be well short of midfield. It was out of bounds by about 7 yards at about the 48-yard line. They're walking it up, and at the 45-yard line, that's where Boone Central will have it with 3:43 to go before they make a return trip to the state football championship game at Memorial Stadium.
Yeah, just, you know, one of those kicks that kind of got off to this right, you know, low snap. Got kicked off to the right side. Boone Central right now, Randy, you know, going to take as much time like they did the last time. They took off as much time as possible, you know, before they snapped the football.
About first 21 minutes or so of this football game, Kearney Catholic probably had the better of it, but yep. It turned there after the pick six and then the second half kickoff for a touchdown. In fact, they make changes at running back, and they pitch it out here to Damian Backus. Backus actually has some room to run, and they'll bring it all the way out to the 25-yard line. That'll be a gain of 20 for Damian Backus.
Yep, I see Missouri's on the sideline there, Randy, too, and they got a couple of, you know, some
and Brugger's out. I mean, they've I think a lot of their frontline offensive lines out there, but those other kids are out of the ball game now with 3:30 to go in the football game.
Yeah, just quick toss and just taking, and you know, you can see what these JV backs can do off this.
Well, Backus has now 172 yards on the season. Quick handoff right up the middle, and Kearney Catholic will try to stuff him there, but it's still going to be a gain of about 3.
Yeah, just a quick handoff to the fullback right up the middle there, trying to get some line surge out of it, and picks up about 3 yards on the play.
I think that was... I'm not sure who that was. Kennedy is in at quarterback. And I think that was Backus that they handed it to there. Just a quick little 3-yard gain. Kennedy under center. We'll pitch it out to Backus. Backus on that right side. Cuts back to the inside. Going to be stood up there at about the 20-yard line. That's still going to be a gain of about 5. We'll see exactly where they give him forward progress. It looks like it's going to be right to the 20. So that will be a 5-yard gain for Backus.
Yeah, just quick pitch to the right side, following his blockers and things, Randy. You know, picks up a few yards on the play.
And Mestel led the tackle there.
Yep, Tyler came in from his outside linebacker position and made a nice tackle on that play.
So, again, Kennedy looking at the countdown here, and he's waiting for the official to start clocking it down. Actually, he's going to snap it early, it would appear, and he'll hand it off to Backus. Backus hit in the backfield, and he's going to lose yards here on 3rd and 4. That's going to set up now 4th and at least 5. We'll see where they spot it.
Yeah, that time Dennis Cabanning got right in there, shuck his blocker off, and got right in there for the tackle there. And I think Brady Holtmeyer was coming flying up there also, Randy.
So a minute 50 to go here in the season for Kearney Catholic. They trail it 34-7. Now a minute 44 to go. And the Stars are going to end their season at 10-2, and Boone Central will be 12-0 when they play for the state championship against Ashland Greenwood. Kennedy's pass is going to be tipped and incomplete. It went off the hands of Colt Magnus, and Kearney Catholic trying to make the interception, but Grant Bushcutter can't get there in time, and it falls incomplete.
Yeah, but now Kearney Catholic will get the football back here, you know, about the 20-yard, 21-yard line, minute and 30 seconds to go in the game.
So it has been a great year here for Kearney Catholic. Two exciting playoff victories, both by a point in overtime against Boys Town, 27-26. They won last week in Columbus, beating SCOTUS 22-21. But I don't think the magic is going to hold up here. If it does, this will be epic.
Yes.
Two wideouts to the right. Masker will put Bushcutter in motion across the formation. They're going to hand it off. I'm sure that's Howe back there. I didn't see if he came in. He's going to bring it across about the 21-yard line, and that's going to be about it.
Yeah, I think it was Nathan Howe back there, Randy, you know, getting the ball deep, handoff, and picking up what he can out of that situation, trying to get some line surge out of there for Nathan Howe.
So Nathan Howe, 995 yards on the season. If anybody deserves 1,000-yard rushing in his senior year, it would be number 27. When he was injured, he was a leading rusher in the state, and by a fair chunk, too.
Yep. Yep.
Howe just to the left of Masker. They hand it off to Howe. Howe up the middle. And he'll fall down after he gets about to the 32-yard line. So that'll be a nice little gain of about 10 on the play, or 12.
Yeah, and just coming out of the game now is Nathan Howe. You know, like you said, Randy, a guy that was leading the rushing yards there, and Nathan Howe picked up his 1,000 yards right there.
And he will come out of the game, and he's not 100%.
No.
That's clear, and he's been a warrior out there playing middle linebacker. But he gets his 1,000 yards. And now Kearney Catholic, the final 40 seconds of the season. They have it 1st and 10 from their own 34-yard line. Shotgun formation here for Masker. Hammett comes across the formation. Masker looking. looking, has time, throws it off on that left side, and the pass is going to be complete, and out of bounds with it is going to be Brandon Seitz, and the senior makes the catch.
Yeah, nice little out route for Brandon Seitz there, and rolling out to that left side. John Masker hits him on a out route on there, picks up the first down for Kearney Catholic.
And that'll stop the clock now with 25 seconds to go. 34-7, Boone Central, Newman Grove took control of this game with a defensive touchdown and then a special teams touchdown to start the second half. And now Masker looking to throw. We'll throw it, and it's going to be caught to Seitz at about the 44-yard line. So that'll be another gain of about 12 here as the senior connects with the senior.
Yep, Brandon Seitz playing the tight end role out of this one, just hitting him down the side or seam down there, Randy, and nice catch by Brandon Seitz for Kearney Catholic.
They'll start the clock, final 15 seconds. This may very well be the last play of the season. Dowling will snap it. Catching it is Masker. Masker looking to throw. He's going to throw the ball deep, looking for Chase Murphy, and it's going to be knocked away. Otherwise, Murphy would have had the ball at least at the 10-yard line, and that's the final play of the ball game. And Boone Central, Newman Grove, with a little bit of elation here, as they will head to the state championship, and there is the agony of defeat here for the Stars, as Mestel helping up his quarterback, who is in anguish at about the 35-yard line and not wanting to snap his helmet off is Dennis Cabanting. But he'll join the reception line as the congratulations will be exchanged between these two teams, and the Stars will end their season at 10-2 and a perfect 12-0 is Boone Central Newman Grove as they'll play for the state championship a week from Tuesday at Memorial Stadium.
Yeah, and just a great effort by Boone Central. You know, at about 3 minutes to go in the second quarter, they got that pickoff, pass, and then, the opening kickoff of the second half, Randy, there was about a 7-minute spurt there where Boone Central got three touchdowns, from the end of that third or second quarter to the beginning of the third quarter, and put this, lead out there for Kearney Catholic, and then they had to start doing other things, did Kearney Catholic, and try to come up with some plays, and Boone Central was the one that came up with the plays. There's a couple times that football was on the ground, Wyatt Missouri put it on the ground, and Kearney Catholic just could not come up with the football on a couple of those plays. But, a great effort by Kearney Catholic, in that first quarter, Randy, they did a lot of good things. And, the situation at hand, they just didn't punch in the touchdowns and the scores and those types of things down the stretch or in that first quarter. And Boone Central took advantage of those situations. When they got that opportunity, they punched it in. They picked that pass off in the at the end of the third or at the, 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Took that one in. The momentum kind of shifted at that point, and in that kickoff at the third quarter there, start of the third quarter, and Missouri just followed his blocks and they got that little wedge and V shape. And he just went right up the middle for the touchdown out of that one. So they got that special teams play out of that. And then Kearney Catholic had a few bad snaps out of the situations on the next possession. And all of a sudden they're backed up deep, And then we had a snap that, hit the up people. And things just went,
it unraveled.
Boone Central's way on a lot of things.
It just kind of unraveled. And Kearney Catholic will end their season, as we mentioned, 10-2. Boone Central now 12-0 as they win this one 34-7. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show that's coming up right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle. And so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
And welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Let's give you the scoring summary in this one. Began pretty well for Kearney Catholic, who really controlled things in the first quarter, maybe first quarter and a half, but they had to settle for only one touchdown. That occurred when John Masker hit Bryce James on a 9-yard pass. The extra point by Grant Bushcutter was good. It was 7-0, but then it was all Boone Central, Newman Grove from that point. Wyatt Mazur was able to connect with Colton Pester with an 8-yard touchdown pass. That made it 7-7, and then late in the second quarter, Travis Kennedy intercepted Masker, returned at 35 yards for a pick six. Extra point no good. 13-7 at halftime. And then that third quarter, it unraveled. In the span of 3 minutes, Wyatt Mazur took the second half kickoff back 89 yards for the touchdown. Extra point again no good. That made it 19-7. And then their ensuing drive, Mazur capped off that drive with a 10-yard touchdown run. The two-point conversion was good. It was 27-7. They got a relatively short field because Kearney Catholic, three and out, was going to punt on fourth down. The snap hit one of the upbacks. They lost 25 yards on fourth down when they were trying to punt, and it gave Boone Central the short field, and those two quick scores made it 27-7 in the third quarter, and then Boone Central Newman Grove was able to capitalize with another drive in the fourth quarter, a drive that started in the third. They scored it early in the fourth. Mazur, a 5-yard run, extra point good this time. It was 34-7 at that point, and Boone Central Newman Grove will head to the state championship game, winning it by 27 here at Miles Field. That is our scoring wrap-up. The sports wrap-up brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Everything you need covered, wrapped up in one great insurance agent, Buffalo County Farm Bureau in Kearney. Still tolling up some numbers here, Don, but again, Boone Central, Newman Grove, after a relatively slow start, looked pretty good.
Yeah, they did, Randy. And, you know, we mentioned it off air that Mazur, he's not just a runner. He can throw the football. He hit some of those guys in stride. And they had even a couple of them that were drop passes, but he does a good job of moving around in the pocket, keeps the play alive. His head's always up, looking around and seeing what's out there, and he throws a good ball. And we mentioned it before, he's about 5'7", but he's an athlete out there. He can move the football, and then those guys up front for Boone Central did a good job, blocking for him, the tight end who hadn't caught a lot of passes throughout the year, but that's what they found was working for him. They kept going to him, and they completed some passes to the tight end and so on and so forth. But, Boone Central's got a good football team here, and Ashlyn Greenwood, sounds like they took it to Cozad, Randy, and that'll be a good football game between Ashlyn Greenwood and Boone Central. It's going to take a good, really good football team to beat Boone Central, and Artie Johnson's done a great job, and this is his last season, like you said, Randy, and these guys are playing hard for him, and you want to go out with him as a winner. So next week, 10, 11 days from right now, they'll be playing in the championship game against Ashlyn Greenwood. But like we said, Randy, they got a good football team. Those guys up front did a great job for Boone Central also.
Well, it's the stats are not going to look like a 34-7 game, but that's exactly what we're going to have here. Let's go through Boone Central's statistics. Leading the way, of course, Wyatt Mazur, who carried the ball 18 times for only 85 yards. That's well below his average. So 18 carries for 85 yards for Mazur. Damian Backus had 5 carries for 31 yards. Joseph Brugger carried the ball 10 times for 39 yards. So 33 rushes for 155 yards for Boone Central Newman Grove. Mazur, the leading passer in the game as well. He was 7 of 15 in the air, had the touchdown pass, 7 of 15 for 96 yards, and no interceptions and one touchdown pass here in the ball game. So total offensive numbers for Boone Central Newman Grove, a total of 251 yards unofficially of total offense. For Kearney Catholic, Bryce James had an 82-yard run. Other than that, it quieted down for him because he finished with 14 carries for 109 yards. John Masker Baker had 8 carries for 11 yards. Brady Holtmeyer in when James was injured. He finished with 6 carries for 30 yards. Nathan Howe was able to come in and run the football 3 times for 16 yards. That gets him over the 1,000-yard plateau on the season, as they'll finish the year with over 1,000 yards, 1,006 according to my calculations, 16 yards on 3 carries. So Kearney Catholic carried the ball 32 times for 144 yards on the ground. Passing in the second half was the numbers weren't great for the Stars in that second half, as they only threw for 23 yards in the second half. John Masker finished the game 10 of 20, had a couple of interceptions and a touchdown. Masker 10 of 20 in the air for 86 yards. So 86 yards in the air, 144 yards on the ground. So 230 yards of total offense compared to Boone Central Newman Grove, who had 251 yards of total offense. But again, a pick six for a touchdown, a kickoff return of 89 yards for the touchdown, and the win here for Boone Central Newman Grove, a final of 34-7. This is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. 34-7 the final here. 34-7 the final for Ashland Greenwood, who beat Cozad. And so they'll be top-seeded Ashland Greenwood taking on second-seeded Boone Central Newman Grove a week from Tuesday at Memorial Stadium for the state championship. We'll check some more numbers, and we'll have a chance to talk with Kearney Catholic head coach Dave Colling. We come back after this.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. In Class A, Omaha North over Grand Island, 48-14. That's the final. Creighton Prep will be their opponent in the state championship game. They were 28-0 winners over Papillion La Vista South. We mentioned the scores in B, where Scott beat Scotts Bluff 28-7. Elkhorn won in McCook 24-10. Identical scores in Class C1, 34-7. Boone Central Newman Grove over Kearney Catholic, and Ashland Greenwood over Cozad, 34-7. And in C2, it's not quite, it is a final now. Aquinas Catholic 31-20 over Battle Creek. They'll be taking on Hardington Cedar Catholic for the title. Cedar wins it 19-0. And it's Riverside holding off Spalding Academy 22-0 in the 6-man state championship game. So Riverside wins that one. Again, the final in this one, 34-7. Boone Central Newman Grove over Kearney Catholic. Kind enough to join us to talk about it is Kearney Catholic head coach Dave Colling. And coach, you really kind of controlled things in the early stages of the game. Unfortunately, only had the 7-point lead, and then Boone Central Newman Grove kind of got things going.
Yeah, you know, we left some points on the board in the first part of the game, which would have been huge, but you know, proud of the boys. I'm the effort, and I get into this point, you know, especially proud of the seniors, and you know, to get to this point's pretty special.
Yeah, and again, there was absolutely no quit in these guys. They kept battling until the final stages.
Yeah, and that's what I love about this team and these guys. I mean, you know, they battle for each other and battle for us coaches, and yeah, left it out on the field and did a great job.
You know, and these seniors have left a good thing on the field here for the upcoming people to look at, Coach Colling, because you know, what they've accomplished is a lot of things in these 4 years for you.
Yeah, They have, and you know, a lot of that's attributed to the work in the off season, all the stuff we preach day in, day out, get your tails in the weight room, all that stuff, camps, all that stuff, and they did, and they, you know, the let a, you know, left the path for the young guys to follow.
Yep. You can kind of see out there, the young man don't want to leave the football field.
That's tough. I mean, that's a tough thing. Like I told them that this group of seniors, it's tough saying, it's not saying goodbye, but to the end of a great season.
A couple of things, special teams really jump up and bit you. The second half kickoff, and then shortly after that, the snap that went off one of the up backs, and you lost 25 yards on fourth down. Special teams has been pretty good throughout the course of the year, but today that really hurt you badly.
You know, against a good team like this, a great team like this, you can't have some miscues, and we had some. And you know, we had a couple guys get dinged up, not taking away anything from Boone Central because they're a very good football team. But you got to play a really good game, and you know, we did early on, and let it slip away.
And it looked like, you know, when they got the advantage of certain things, you know, a fumble here or a pick there, they took big advantage of it.
Yeah, they did. They did, Don, and you know, we didn't a couple times, and like I said, that Missouri's a, you know, they put you in a situation where, you know, they can throw the ball pretty dang good, and you know, you switch some stuff up, try to disguise some stuff, and then he hits you with his little zone read, and he's a pretty shifty guy.
Speaking with Dave Colling, head football coach for Kearney Catholic, the Stars fall here tonight to Boone Central Newman Grove in the state semifinals, 34-7. Biggest game ever played at Miles Field. This really was a fun, electric and environment. And again, for about a full half of the football game, the crowd was really into it.
You know, like I said, we were right there, and you know, that opening kickoff in the second half doesn't help, you know, just, you know, we needed to probably answer right there like we did last week, you know, against SCOTUS. I thought that was huge when we answered their scoring drive right at a half, and we didn't, and you know, just, like I said, the kids played their hearts out, and it wasn't our night tonight.
And there was just about an eight-minute span there from the 3 minutes to where they picked that one off to about five, 6 minutes in the third quarter that things just unraveled a little
they
bit.
They did. And, you know, like I said, in the first half, what they have, you know, they had one drive there. So our defense was doing a pretty good job. And, you know, like we told them at halftime, and like I said, the emotion of that second half kickoff was pretty huge.
I would say if you hold White, Missouri to 85 yards of running in a football game, you'd have a pretty good shot. Boone Central Newman Grove, I had unofficially with 251 yards total. Kearney Catholic with 230 yards total of offense. Now, again, that doesn't include return yards there. But you guys certainly played on several levels well enough to win this football game.
No, we didn't. And like I said, we left some points on the board early, and that you just can't do that against a good team, you know, like this. And like I said, we had some guys out there, you know, that just battled through injury. And, you know, like I said, Howie to come back and play this game the way he did at Mike linebacker and you know, got in there and got his 1,000 yards. And, you know, some of those guys like that, man, it's just a tribute to their work ethic and their attitude and all that stuff.
Yeah, you led me into the question I wanted to ask. You knew he was 10 yards away. Yeah. How important was that at some point you got him in there?
You know, it's huge for, you know, you guys don't, I mean, you realize what Howie does, but Howie gives it everything he's got, and he did everything he could to get back on this field this game, and the team did everything they could to get him to be able to play again. And so, you know, just a gut effort on his part to play. But like I said, it's hats off to the other 58 guys to get to this point to allow him to play.
Yeah, and that's what I was just going to say. You know, a lot of good things happen in these playoffs. You know, with the Boys Town game and then the Columbus SCOTUS game, and getting to this game to let Howie play also.
Yeah, and that's huge. And you know, like I told the boys, you know, life doesn't always turn out the way you want it
exactly
all the time. And you know, you gotta go on from here. You know, heads held high and go on from here.
Where do we go from here? I mean, obviously, you're losing a lot of quality seniors out there, pretty much your entire offensive, defensive lines. Talk a little bit about what they did, and then where you do go from here.
You know, and we, you know, like I said, the hardest part tonight was telling those seniors to go off a little bit on their own so I could talk to the other team. But we already had guys jump up there, and, you know, I talked about the weight room being huge. And, we had some juniors step up there as I was talking after I got done talking. And you know, we got great leadership in that junior class. Your son stepped right up there and said, hey, we got to hit the weight starting, you know, a week from now. And so we got some leaders in that junior class, and yeah, we're going to miss the 12 seniors we had and miss them, you know, and all their work and all that stuff. But we got the cupboard's not empty here at Kearney Catholic.
No, it's not. And that's one of the things that you guys do a great job with is the off season stuff. And that's where it starts right now. It's the off season right now.
It is. And unfortunately, yeah, I hate to say that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, hey, go root your daughter on for a state title.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Hey, thanks. Exactly. All you guys covered. Don, thank you.
All right. Dave calling, and appreciate you coming up and joining us at the end of every one of these games. Kearney Catholic ends their season at 10-2. They fall here to Boone Central, Newman Grove, 34-7. And again, statistically, did the things they needed to do. Just a few plays, and that's always when you get two great football teams together. It's just a few plays. The snap that went off one of the up backs on fourth down, the kickoff return in the second half, and the errant pass. You know, those three plays led to touchdowns. And that's not how this game is played. But you take those off, Kearney Catholic certainly was in position to win this football game. And again. I'd love to see these two teams play 10 times. I doubt very much you see a 27-point win for either team in any other of the other nine matches we would have.
Yeah, you're exactly right there, Randy. You know, some breaks went for Boone Central, and they caused a few of those breaks.
And they made a lot of those breaks, absolutely.
Yep, and your hat goes off to them, and then you wish them good luck for next week, and you go from there.
Well, now Kearney Catholic will try to win a volleyball state championship tomorrow right here on Classic Hits 98.9 from the Devaney Center. That game will start at 3 o'clock. Doug Doodle will have the call for Kearney Catholic and Concordia. Don't miss that. And also tomorrow morning, also on Classic Hits 98.9, starting at 9 o'clock, the D2 state championship game, Giltner will be taking on Stewart. And again, Doug will have the call for you from the Devaney Center. And it's been a joy to follow this football team over the last few years. This run has been a lot of fun, but just kind of ran out of steam as Kearney Catholic couldn't quite get some breaks to go their way. Played in a lot of ways well enough to win, but about three mistakes sealed their doom here, and Kearney Catholic falls tonight to Boone Central Newman Grove 34-7. Don, as usual, it is great to work with you. Good to see you, and let's do this again next year.
You bet. That was a lot of fun, Randy. I enjoy doing it.
And again, 27-point loss here for Kearney Catholic. They fall 34-7 to Boone Central Newman Grove. I'm Randy Bushcutter for Don Leese and our engineer Caleb Henry back in the studios. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.